Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off, the Blackout Tips Premium Nerd Culture Show, that we do, every couple weeks. Sometimes takes a month, depends on what's going on. Today I'm joined by some of my favorite guests. I don't ever do this show alone. First of all, we have the, secret neo nerd who's now out of the closet. Karen, what's up?
How y'all doing?
Great. Thank you for joining. We also have, unofficial co-host at this point. He's been on pretty much all of the episodes. My man Chris from the Insanity Check podcast and movietrailerreviews.net.
What's going on, people?
What is up? And of course, we also have, it's been a while since we had this gentleman on, but, anybody that follows him on Twitter, listens to his podcast, Where's My 40 Acres, you guys already know that his nerd cred around the streets is pretty, pretty high. It's my man Brandon, a.k.a. Phenom Black, B-L-A-K, no C, please. What's up, dog?
Niggas that love turkey bacon love lives.
every show, I don't know how you do this, but every show you're a guest on, immediately, just a non sequitur fact, just... And it's been going on for quite a while on everybody's show. It's not just this show. Like, I see, oh, Brandon was on, what's the tea? Oh, okay. Yep.
So, I'm glad you acknowledge it as a fact, because it is.
Yeah, it's a fact. I call them facts. But yeah, man, it's been a while since we did a Nerd Off, man. The last one was right before E3. And I was so excited going into E3, because I was like, you know what, man? We'll probably end up doing one after E3 this Saturday. And then E3 happened, and I was like, they really wasn't talking about shit. So
E3, 2 hours. Like, I saw, I don't even think I saw Microsoft's presentation. I think I saw part of PlayStation's presentation, and I was like, I've seen all of these commercials throughout the week on regular television. I didn't need to come here to watch TV commercials all over again. This is just dumb.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Chris.
No, I was going to say, my greatest thing about E3 is that they show you these games, and like, so Microsoft will show you these games, like, yeah, this game coming to E3, and then you look up the game, and you're like, oh, that's also coming on the PS4, and it's also coming on the PS3, and the Xbox 360. Why the fuck is Microsoft showing me this game?
Oh, also, and it's coming in 2017.
Right. Thank you, Rod. That's the problem. That's my problem. My problem is the date. The date releases of these games is the most disheartening. It's basically going to be at next year's E3, too. Disheartening shit.
Yeah, the only shit that was like, that I got like a little bit excited about this year was the one shit that I know I won't play, and that was Legend of Zelda for the Wii U. I was like, God damn, that looks good as shit. They really stepped it up. Coming in 2000 question mark, and we don't know when it'll be here.
They need to name that system the Wii Y. Because don't nobody really want that shit, dog. Nobody wants that system, and every time you look at it, I'm sure you go, why?
Right.
And also the game that I got hyped about was Ghost. Was Rainbow Six. And I was just like, but that's not even coming till next year. Like, somebody asked me, what system are you gonna get? Cause now everybody either got a PS4 or Xbox One. And I'm like, man, I don't even know what system I'm gonna get. Cause like, I wanna be able to play GTA with my friends and do ratchet shit. But I don't even know how that's gonna look. And then I wanna be able to play Ghost with my friends, but that ain't coming out till I'm gonna be 33. So I don't know what I'm be playing like when we 33. Niggas might have new kids and shit at that point. And like, breaching rooms is not gonna be above finding pacifier. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, it's like, hey man, we can breach this room, but be quiet.
Right.
The baby's sleeping.
Be quiet. Like, don't talk too loud on my headset. The baby
you're sleeping right here on my neck. Oh, hold on.
Well, see, I also blame the reaction to last year's E3.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
Because then everybody learned, hey, listen, if you're Microsoft or Sony, you can't talk about your hardware. You got to talk about the games. Mm-hmm. Even though those games ain't coming out for 3 or 4 years, you got to talk about the games.
That's what they got.
I was absolutely cynical about it because of that. I felt like both PlayStation and Xbox, who are the only ones I really paid attention to. Sorry Wii U, sorry handheld, sorry PCs. I really only pay attention to the consoles that I'm, you know, and I was really like kind of let down because it was such an adverse reaction to last year that they really went so hard with games. They skipped over the most, to me, the most exciting thing about possibly the Xbox One, all these apps, man, like before we even went on, before they even announced E3, I mean, before they even did their E3 presentation, they announced we was getting something like 50 new apps on the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we went through the list like, yo, wonder what that does. Oh, okay. Well, we know what this is. About time. I just want to know when they're coming out, what they do, and is there any Kinect interface to them? Because that's the kind of shit that I think is cool. Like Xbox Snap Crunchyroll. You know, that would mm-hmm. be dope. Man, these niggas didn't even talk about them.
Nope, because them motherfuckers, them angry-ass fucking nerds that I goddamn hate, got angry last year and wanted to burn the buildings down. So they was like, fuck it. Everybody that really wanted to hear about other shit, when they said games, people thought it was bullshit. They was like, no, we're going to give you guys what you motherfucking want. It was boring. Well, goddamn it, that's what you wanted.
It felt like a high 90% of games were going to be on all consoles.
All of them. So it don't matter.
So it didn't even like give you the, oh, like they were like, they played the Halo music at one point and I was like, oh shit, new Halo? No, nigga, all the old Halos.
For sale on every, like, okay, I got two things. One, I would like to present a challenge to your listeners, and I think the Nerd Off is a perfect place for this challenge. I would like somebody to listen to all of the Black Guy Who Tips past episodes and just use Karen to do voiceovers for the dictionary. Like, I want to hear her saying, I want to hear her pronounce angry for me again. Like, if I pull up the dictionary app and it'd be like, how do you pronounce this word? I want it to be said in Karen's voice. Like that. That'd be awesome. Second off, it's funny how I think PC needs to share their secret mm-hmm. with Xbox and PlayStation, because that is the only system you can talk about completely specs. Like, you have never had a PC gamer come up to you and be like, yup, because Halo gonna look way better on my computer because they just developed the game better for my computer. Nope, they're gonna be like, it's because my computer got 8 graphics cards in it, and right. it's got 3 monitors hooked up to it, and it's got 16 gigabytes of RAM inside of it. Yeah. It's got a 450,000 terabyte hard drive, and that's why my shit gonna run better than yours. And then Xbox was like, well, you know, we got systems that will allow you to interface voice-wise with different applications. And man, fuck that shit. Where the game's at? And right. then PC was like, it don't matter because our system's stronger anyway.
Right. You got.
Because agree.
You getting sunset? You gonna get Sunset Overdrive for the Gateway?
Hmm. He should be dead. If the problem is talking about your hardware in a game conversation, PC should be non-fucking-existent. Yeah. But them niggas always pop up. Like, they just pop up out of nowhere. Like, it's like whack-a-mole with these niggas, dog. You don't know where they coming from. And then they throw it out there, and they got like 40 friends along with them.
They're a beast, man.
Well, the thing that gets me, too, is, and I've been hearing a lot of, well, where are the games at and stuff like that. It's like, we go through this every time there's a new console. So when the consoles launched and everybody was like, well, there's not enough games for them, I'm like, there weren't going to be. Once the game comes out, and I think, didn't the development kits for the PS4 and the Xbox One, and hell, with the Xbox One, they just opened it up. This is one thing, again, that they didn't talk at E3. They just opened it up so that now, if your game doesn't need the Kinect, you can now use those resources.
Yep.
So it was going to take at least 2 years for us to get next-gen games anyway. So it's like, I don't know why people thought that they were going to get a whole bunch of next-gen games now. It wasn't going to be until 2015 that we really started seeing those games, because, again, there's more 360s and PS3s out than there are Xbox Ones and PS4s, so they're going to keep making those games for both systems.
Yeah. But Chris, you know that's a cop-out, too. Like, you know that's – I mean, I'm not saying that it's wrong. You're absolutely right. But it is a cop-out for the industry as a whole. Them motherfuckers shouldn't have rushed them systems in the first goddamn place. And the fact that they use people as testers for their fucking systems that they brag about for 2 years, which is what really pisses me off. They brag about all these games that are coming out, how awesome they're going to be and how great they're going to be. And then you get the games on the systems and they're buggy and it's this and that, or they can't develop enough games quick enough to satisfy the market that they have built up as a whole in this billion-dollar industry. Yeah, back in the day, I can understand we switched over from PS2 to PS3. That was a huge jump, dude, to go from PS2 mm-hmm. to PS3 and Xbox to Xbox 360. I think that was really a game changer within the gaming community as a whole, especially with the social media and stuff getting added. But it's 2014 now, and we're doing this again, and the technology is a lot better. But this, but they're using the same practices that they've been using for 10 years.
Well, I will say this, though. I think tech is always going to be like that. It doesn't matter right. what it is. Like, that's how they push it. That's how far to the edge we demand that they push it. And early adopters will always pay the price for that. Like, I remember when the iPhone came out, the iPhone 4 or whatever, and the fucking phone part of the iPhone 4 didn't work. And it's like, yeah, that is a definite design flaw, but that's also some definite, like, trying to be first, you're going to get caught out there. Like, that's the risk I took. I'm not even mad at anything Xbox or PlayStation has done, to be honest. And what I like about 2014 is this is the fastest I've ever seen them fix shit. Like,
with
the downloadable patches and shit like that that you get, like, it's like, okay, well, you don't like the chat? All right, how about this? Okay, is that good? Okay, how about this? Like, I like that shit. I updated my controllers yesterday. Like, it's, you know, that, like, I do like the ability to, like, have our shit fixed on the fly. And it's not like, oh, my Xbox is overheating. I need a new Xbox, like it used to be back in the day. So, I mean, I just think it's a risk of being an early adopter. And people are fucking just, people complain a lot. Like,
yeah, I
just never seen people so fucking entitled in my life, man. It's, to me, it sucks because it's like, damn, these people are like, part of the gaming community and all they do is bitch, but it's also good, man. I can't lie because I don't think they need a Games with Gold program, but we got one.
Right. No, I actually agree. Like, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I actually think they've closed the gap a little bit. We don't have as many games, and I think that's more on the game developers, not the system. You know, I really do. That's on the game developers and not the system per se. But like Rod's saying, we've actually gone almost a full year. We'll be close coming up soon on a full year, and there haven't been any really major issues with either system. Like, I remember when the Xbox 360 launched and when the PS launched and stuff like that, there were major issues. They haven't been any major issues, and like the Xbox One, like I know Rod just got into the preview program. I did too. You know, I've been in the preview program. Yo, they're actually working pretty good on this stuff. Like, in the next iteration of this stuff, it's going to be almost seamless. Like, there have been almost no major issues with my Xbox One.
And they were looking for
them. Systems came out last year in November. So, I mean, we're not even close to coming up on a year of them not having technical issues when they had
But when the 360 launched, you got those technical issues really
right
fast.
Away. Yeah.
No, you got them right away. You're absolutely right. And that was, again, like I was saying, that was a game changer in the gaming community. That was a huge jump from a system with gaming capabilities and, oh, you can't talk to your friends maybe sometimes, to a system that lasted a really long time. And as far as I'm concerned, grew a lot over that period of time. That I still think the 360 is a system that they could still develop and grow off of, but the demand for something they've hit that runtime period. Like, when you do tech releases, they have a scale of how long they want something to stay in. Like, it's one of the reasons I won't buy a tablet. It's one of the reasons I won't buy a cell phone, because I really don't know what the best cell phone is to get. Because if I get the Galaxy 5, the Galaxy 5.6 is going to come out 2 months later. And for some reason, it's going to fix everything that's wrong with my phone. But the Samsung Galaxy 4, which I could have got for $75 for whatever reason when it was $700 6 months ago, is now no longer supported by Samsung because they're just breaching so far ahead into the future of technology. I appreciate game development because they do patch religiously at this point. Like, you can get mad over them patching all the time, but would you rather them not patch at all?
Right.
But this is what I'm saying, Phenom. Like, we're not talking about patches. I'm talking about, like, feature updates. Like, they've been doing some small patches, but they've been adding features to the system, and with the Xbox One, even with the PS4, really, they're always on now. So you have systems that are almost always on, that are constantly being used, and you haven't really had any hardware malfunctions coming up. Then you're also getting patches that really just add to the system and change what's going on. Like, how long did it take us to get a dashboard update for the first Xbox 360?
Shit, wasn't it like a month? It was a month for like this, but
right.
For the 360, that shit was like a year.
Right. So for the Xbox One, they were like, oh, you guys don't like the way that's working right now? all right, cool. Next month we're going to do this and this and this. Then we'd be like, hey, listen, can you add this? Like in the preview program, they give you to add, they're going to be adding a feature to suggest features to add. They've been doing that. Like people were complaining about the Xbox One didn't launch with external hard drive support. We got, not only do we have external hard drive support now, it's actually made the system faster in loading, in load times and things like that.
You know, another
that's
thing.
Incredible.
You know,
another thing.
Hey, Chris, you know, another thing that really gets understated is it's not like they put the system out and it didn't work.
Right.
They, like, the focus testing that they do, which you can opt into, is only to make it better because there's still, no matter how, and you guys are both in IT, no matter how many trial simulations you run, no matter how many testers you have sitting in a room, it's still no substitute for the actual genuine interaction with the customer. And so if they're like, okay, now we put the Kinect out here, and if you want to opt in to helping us make the Kinect work even better and adjusting to millions of voices as opposed to like, say, 100 voices or 1,000, you know, like, I guess I don't find that insulting. Like, okay, cool. You're going to make it work better for me. That's fine. And it has improved over the time with the extra testing. I just think part of us being early adopters is dealing with stuff like that.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Testing though. Like some of it is that they, it's like the Fallout Vegas syndrome to an extent for some things. I'm not saying it is for all things, and I'm glad that this system, that this console release has been better, and I've seen less buggy games all around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Patching itself has been, like, people complain about DLCs. And I'm not sure if people remember what we actually used to get.
Right.
Right.
Games, like, when we used to buy a video game, and it was, nigga, I went back and played Devil May Cry and Devil May 2. And let me tell you something, I wish they could have patched the fucking graphics and the fact that I could control that camera in those games. It just wasn't good.
Yep.
And now you get a game like Watch Dogs, and people are like, oh man, they releasing like 15 DLC packages. Yeah, because you really do need to be paying for this shit that we adding on. Like, this extra stuff that you getting, you need to pay for this. Cause we put a lot of fucking time into developing this game, and it's worth way more than the $80 games you used to purchase back in the day, and we selling them for $60.
Yeah, I remember when I played my Sega, and I wish we could get DLC when you beat the game.
Nigga, like, when you beat it was over. That was it.
And then
it was done.
And then not
like,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. And then not only that, y'all, the DLC, a lot of times if they do it right, is a whole nother goddamn game.
Right.
It's an additional 20 to 30 hours on top of the 60 to 100 hours that you may have spent on your previous game.
Right. All right, man. Let's get into the official show, man. We got an email, and then we'll do what you've been playing, what you've been watching. So, Ballsy Sports. Did I put this in the wrong label? Oh, wait, I clicked on the wrong thing. All right, here we go. Titus writes in, Fable 3, my new addiction. So Karen will enjoy this one. What's up, Nerd Off crew? The other day, I decided to finally play Fable 3 because I wanted to see why Karen and others love it. I started the game as the princess, saying to myself, please don't be like Tomb Raider. Please don't be like Tomb Raider.
It's not.
I was getting treasures, completing missions, etc. Then I kicked Saki's ass and turned to the mercenaries camp when I got an idea. Princess will be a lesbian. Question for Karen. Have you completed the game and having the princess, Rye, here's your cue, wooing a pretty young bitch? Love the show and keep up the good work. Peace.
Yes, I've completed the game multiple times. I completed it, re-downloaded it, actually got rid of the game. And then when they did the gold on Xbox 360, I literally re-downloaded the game because everybody was playing who hadn't played it the first time. So I finished the game. And, I played the princess. I actually got gay married. Shout out to Chill and Toya just for them. and it's really cool because as you begin to play the game, once you get up on people, you can like, hold their hands and they'll be like, hey, this person is straight. This person is gay. This person is bisexual. Like, so it lets you know up front. So yeah, it's a very fun, entertaining game. And I am very, very excited about the next one coming out on the Xbox One.
And it doesn't show any of the, sex, right?
No, it doesn't show any. Actually, once you do, you actually hold the person's hand. Go to the bed. And in fact, you can actually have an orgy if you choose to, but it don't show that. You actually can take as many people as you want to a bed and say, I want to have sex. You can have protected or unprotected sex. You can actually get STDs.
You can get STDs?
Yep, you can get STDs. You can get pregnant.
shit.
All kinds of stuff. And yeah, and I think it's more adult than people give it credit for. I think a lot of people go, oh no, it's just Fable, and they just kind of bypassed it. But they literally have a lot of adult content without actually being adult content. So a lot of children are literally playing the game, going around having sex and things like that, and having orgies. Like, you don't see anything, but what happens is the screen go black and you can hear the people in the background having sex.
Well, wait, Karen, is it like, so, like, when they turn over the next morning, look at the nightstand, is it like Nas' daughter's Instagram photos?
No, I wish. Hey, no.
That is great campaigning for whatever condom group got that pot.
Trojan ought to be sponsored. Yeah.
Like kids walking up. Mommy, I'm playing Fable 3, but my character got AIDS.
Right.
Durex a Trojan, mama. I don't, you know, which one is more protective?
How you get rid of the
dirty out here?
How you get rid of the clap? Does a healing pack take care of the clap?
I don't think they have any medication, but you do have to buy condoms.
Oh, I need aid. I'm gonna have to sleep this chlamydia off.
Right.
Oh man, that's gonna lead to some interesting conversation with kids, man. It's like,
yes.
Yeah. Oh man, I got herpes. Mom's gonna ears perk up and gonna go fucking crazy.
He's telling us to get rid of the crabs, but I can't find the crabs. I'm at the beach, but I don't know where the crabs are.
All right, let's do the what you've been playing, what you've been watching. Karen, let's start with you. What have you been playing? What have you been watching?
Me and Roger been watching The Last Airbender.
Yeah, Legend of Korra, The Last Airbender has come back. I think it's like, the first thing was like an hour long movie, and then there's like another half hour thing. So people were saying it was coming back for 3 episodes or something like that. So yeah, we watched that, and pretty good.
Yes, the Avatar period, the whole Avatar series is just amazing. I kudos to Nickelodeon for literally making an anime made by Americans. It's one of the best American animes ever. I tell anybody, if you like anime, most American animes are terrible, but you can tell that they literally took their time to do it right. I would start with the first Avatar, the Airbender, and then the second one is Avatar Legend of Korra, and this is actually the beginning of the second season, and it is actually, if you're an anime fan, you would love it. It's one of my favorite like series of animes. And I also, we've been watching Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also been watching Lord of Squad.
Yeah, Lord of Squad is the shit, by the
Man,
way
Lord of Squad
everybody
is
should
the,
be watching that.
Lord of Squad is one of the most underrated shows ever. And I, you know what, I'm not even, I've heard of Tyler the Creator, I'm not gonna lie, and I heard of that crew, I know I hear Brandon and you guys talk about it, but overall I'm not really into the music. All I know is them niggas is funny as fuck, and I love their little 15 minute show, because as soon as you get to Laughing Hall, you be like, oh, the shit's over.
Yeah, every week is getting funnier and funnier. Last night they did the It Takes a Village sitcom. It's set up like a 90s sitcom.
This shit is terrible, dog.
Dog, with a whole football team got a white girl pregnant. And
they got every stereotypical type of nigga. they got a true 8 shit nigga. They just like, oh my God. They got a dumb nigga.
Yeah, Earl. He's like, what's going on right now? Yo, Earl Sweatshirt has been such a great addition to the cast, man. I didn't think he would be able to be that funny, but from the second he did Joe Buttons to now, man, he's been hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, man. And it looks like they actually have some more shit coming, because I keep seeing stuff in the previews and in the clip before the show, and one of them looks like Stevie J fighting with Jocelyn, and then she slaps him off the couch. I'm like, wait till they do that.
Yes. And I love Tyler's impression of Stevie J. It's the best shit ever.
It really is.
Oh,
did you see it last night yet, Brandon?
No, I saw the episode where they was walking up the street and they did What That Mouth Do, and they come at you.
And people were so confused.
First of all, I appreciate the fact that they got the nigga who clearly, like, physically and persona-wise looks like he does not give a fuck about people's reactions to his questions whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like he'll fight anybody. So he walked up to random women and was like, so, What That Mouth Do?
Yeah.
And women was like, what? He was like, you know, What That Mouth Do? And Jasper was there with the camera. We're doing Daily News Report, and we just wanted to report on today What That Mouth Do. And it killed me, because some women actually did not know what he was talking about. It was, well, I don't understand. What do you mean, what does my mouth do? You know, what it do? What that mouth do? And the other one, he asked like a tranny looking chick.
Yeah.
And she clearly knew what he was talking about. Like, she looked like she'd been walking the corners for a minute. He was like, what that mouth do? She, what? Well, you tell me what that mouth do.
Right. Man, they asked, get on there yesterday from Say, you know, the movie Say Anything? At the end, with the holding up the jukebox, like when he wants her back, he's playing his song.
Yes.
Nigga, why the fuck did they have Jasper playing the jukebox? And then Tyler was already inside the house with the chick, like, hey man, what the fuck you doing, man? he's like, I'm in here fucking, man. Get the fuck out of here. And like, he's like, but this is our song. I don't even like that song. then Lionel showed up and dapped him. He was like, yeah, I got next.
No, did you see the one where they had Kel Mitchell up?
Yes.
Fucking Tyler got kicked Tyler out of the group. Yes. They replaced him with Kel. And it was funny because one, Tyler's reactions hiding in the bushes and shit was hilarious. But two, Kel Mitchell clearly ain't got shit to do, and that's why they could get him to come on the show.
He was partying. He was partying like shit, dog. Him and Ice JJ Fish, man, both getting clown while also having a lot of fun.
That was a joke inside of a joke, clearly. Yes. It's like, where the hell has Kel Mitchell been? Oh, he's still doing silly shit. That's why we got this nigga on here. Doing silly shit.
Dog, it was something. Oh, and then the cocaine car funeral, dog.
Yes.
That shit was good. Yeah. Earl smacked
cocaine car.
Earl got up there and gave a speech about how he owed him money. And he slapped this nigga in the face like 4 times and he had to pretend that he was still like dead. And you can see his face being like, nigga, if you don't stop smacking me.
Did you see the one where they all had to, they were doing casting for,
12 Years a Slave?
Yes. And them niggas was like, do your best slave face. And that nigga Jasper couldn't stop, like, his slave face was the same cocky nigga face. Like, this nigga was high as fuck, but smiling. And it was like, hold on, here's my slave face.
I'm gonna be in the house. I'm gonna be a house nigga. It was like, you gotta pick this cotton. I mean, what's your face saying right now? It doesn't look like you shouldn't be happy to pick cotton. No, I wouldn't be doing that. I'm gonna be in the house.
Did you see the one where they whipped the white dude who was trying out?
And he got the part.
He was like, hey, you stop it. You stop hitting me with that whip right now.
Oh man. So Karen, was that it for you?
What I've been reading is Why the Last Man.
Why the Last Man? Yeah, how is that book? Because you got it from Nick Jew, Volume 1. How is it?
It is actually really, really good. And I think the interesting part is, like, when you start, it's like a typical, you know, day for everybody. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And at the beginning, it's neat because it actually starts in the corner the time goes on, you see like a little countdown in the corner, so you can kind of tell that something's going to happen, but you don't know what. And then once everything changes, it does like an aftermath, and it shows you what happens after it. Basically, the whole concept is that every man on earth dies except for one, and he's trying to find out, why am I the only man that survives?
And all the women are alive?
All the women lived.
Wow.
And the messed up part about it is that it hit all of a sudden. It was like everybody was doing their own thing, then all of a sudden airplanes start flying at the sky, cars start crashing, and literally all the men just rolled over and died. Like, they just, their skin started burning and they just died, and nobody could actually explain what happened.
And his name is Y?
No, his name is not Y, but his name is like close to yours, like Yadrick or something like that. And he has like a pet monkey that's a male too. So him and the male pet monkey live, but all the other males died.
Why the last man
is actually great because it shows how women run the world and what happened when you have women that feel like they should have the same positions that their husbands had in the Senate and things like that. They, you know, the women fighting for the White House, women fighting for control.
Right.
I'm
assuming we go to war every time it gets to a certain time of the month.
well, at least I hadn't got that far yet. Okay. And what's really neat is that certain women all of a sudden become, I guess, their lives are worth more. you have to protect certain women because now the United States, you actually need a president now.
Right.
So you can't have people going at other women going and killing the female president. Right. And so it shows like the Secret Services and all the things that they do, how to, the function of the White House and things like that. And it goes through, what he has to deal with as far as being the last man, because at one period of time he actually fakes being a woman for a long period of time, because what was happening was that the women were like getting in these packs, and Lily will, because they want, you know, they want to fuck men, so they were literally seeing if there were any other men alive and things like that. And what they were doing, they were actually society had got so bad that they actually paid you if you turned in dead men.
Damn, dead men?
Yeah, because see, all the men died. So people were collecting the men's dead bodies.
Wow.
That were dropping all over the world. It's a very, very good one. I'm almost finished the first one. I'm going to be going on to the second one.
Shit.
25th Fleshlights, dog. 25th. So my only, I have two questions. One, so you're saying that in this book they have women anarchists, which is,
yes,
should have been the name of it. And also should have been the name of it is So Many Couches. Because there's no way a nigga would have to work. And when he's the last man on earth and there's nothing but women, like, you gonna find a couch to sleep on that night, dog.
Well, I'm just glad that it wasn't like a black last man, and then he would be like playing PlayStation while all the women at work and shit, and, driving their car with AKA plates on the front.
and the funny part about it was that he has a pet monkey that's the worst. So he had been pretending to be a woman, so he had like his face covered and his body, his whole body would be covered. Mm-hmm. And so he actually ran into a woman and she was like, "Oh, what a cute monkey." And he was like, you know, "Don't let it out the cage." But he like faked the woman's high pitched voice. She let the monkey out the cage. The monkey turned around and took his helmet off, and she realized he was a man. And so she like handcuffed this nigga and was like, "You know what? I'm gonna turn you in." And he ended up getting away. But I was like, "Oh, nigga, if she take you back to wherever she planning on taking you, you ain't gonna survive."
That's one of those moments where he should have pulled his dick out. Like, that was definitely a pull your dick out moment. She ain't one in a while. And like I said, So Many Couches should have been the name of this book.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
No, but I said, you know what, Brent? And the thing is, like, society had crumbled so bad. She looked like, "Oh, I can get some good food for you."
So, Brandon, what have you been playing? What have you been watching?
I have been watching all the fucking videos and photography that I took in Canada for like the last 5 nights. I haven't been able to play much of anything, sadly, but 24, of course. I want to watch this new Left Back show on HBO. I haven't had the chance to actually check it out.
Leftovers. Yeah, Leftovers. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
Left Back.
Yeah, because there is one called Left Back. Like, if you, there's another, like a UK version of this same show. I think it's called Left Back.
Oh.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they've spun the same concept like 30 times. I watched that new episode of Girl Meets World. Because,
oh, God. I heard that was...
How was it?
It's bad. They rushed the show. The jokes are horrendous. And the fact that Corey can't act at 35 is amazing. Like, he's the new Mr. Feeney. He's really, really bad at being a good teacher. He doesn't teach a damn thing. I actually learned shit from Mr. Feeney when I watched that show growing up. I didn't learn shit from Corey Matthews last week, except that a daughter and her father should not have class together.
Yeah, now we know why that nigga couldn't find no work between the show and now.
He was extremely excited. Okay, I think I missed the whole season of Core because I have the new episodes on my shit, and I watched like 15 minutes of the first one, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, I don't remember any of this shit happening. So I think I maybe missed season two.
You might have.
But, yeah, you know the thing about that, Girl Meets World thing? When they announced it, I was like, yo, this is not gonna work out. That's, cause here's the thing. The reason why I liked that show growing up was like Topanga.
Right. Like,
I'm just gonna keep it real.
And she's like, beautiful.
I liked Eric. Huh? I liked Eric. Eric was hilarious.
Right. I mean, that was my main reason for the show. So, and I was young. So now that I'm grown,
And also, like, they tried to do the same thing where Corey's daughter is like Corey more than she's like Topanga. So she's really weird and quirky and not cool and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. And of course, she has a friend that is exactly supposed to be like Sean, a trailer trash white girl. And I'm like, I was watching something like they actually made a trailer trash white girl character. Like, if they took what's the Iggy Azalea and casted her in the show, that's what. And that's just terrible. That's
she try to rap then?
I'm sure she'll rap sooner or later within this show, because every Nickelodeon Disney show, they sing songs when they rap. Even Ariana Grande was part of the whole, the bus, Five Fingers to the Face shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was on one of them shows. She participated in that. People don't remember, but she was one of the main ones singing Five Fingers to the Face. So, you know, that's disheartening. Video games is dust. In Allegiant Tale, mm-hmm. that game is fucking awesome. The voice narration is awesome. The way it's drawn, like people told me it was like Child of Light. So of course I just downloaded Child of Light because it's 33% off this week.
Yeah.
Copped that for $10.04. I don't know why it's $10.04, but it's $10.04.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Dust a, turn-based role-playing game?
It's not. It's more, adventure, I guess, like RPG or action RPG. But you can build your character. So your character has builds. You can build up like their attack, their defense. There are other things, like they have a character that comes with them. It's like a little bird cat thing named Fidget. And she adds to your attacks. So it looks really, really childish and cheesy
mm-hmm.
until you start to get different attacks and you find out different ways to fight, the villains and stuff. Like it's well drawn, it's well acted. The storyline is really dope. I played some of it on Twitch. And I fought, like, they had me fight a boss. So I had to fight a boss, and it literally took me 40 minutes to beat this boss. I was like, this is ridiculous. What kid would sit here and do this for 40 minutes? And then I thought it was done. They dropped the same boss down again, but gave me two of them. As like, oh, you thought we were done, huh? You're not. And then I had to spend the next 40 minutes doing this again. So I was like, this is stupid. I'll never play this again because I don't want to do any more boss matches like this.
Right. That don't sound fun. And they don't upgrade you. So no.
Well, that's what I thought. But before I beat the boss, I died and I had to start over again. And I'm stubborn as fuck. And I was like, man, fuck that. I'm going to beat this motherfucker if it takes me 3 hours. You have to use the moves properly. I was completely using the moves wrong. And when I figured out I was doing it wrong, I beat the boss in like 2 minutes.
Oh,
so the huge change, like the strategy in this game is very important. They have challenge levels. The moves are really dope. And one person did this game, like one person, the drawing, the development, it has one creator. He, from what I heard, he outsourced the voiceover work, mm-hmm. but everything else is completely him. And when you see the game and the mechanics and how well it works, yo, it's dope.
One person, that's a lot of work.
One person for a well-looking game at that. Like a well-developed, well-looking, well-running, story-driven game is very dope. The commentary is hilarious, too, because they're really sarcastic with one another, and they're always cracking little undertone, like, side jokes and shit.
All right, is that it for what you've been playing, what you've been watching, Brandon?
That's it.
All right, what about you, Chris?
Again, I have the same problem. I haven't been playing anything. I've been so busy preparing for Comic-Con and getting all my stuff together. But watching two shows. I know you've been watching it, Dominion,
mm-hmm.
which I'm really loving the show. I don't know if you saw you probably haven't seen last night's
episode. I haven't seen
yet.
Last night yet.
But yeah, dog, I'm down with the show. You're going to watch that episode, dog. Gabriel is lunching, yo.
Yeah.
Gabriel is lunching, and then the dude who plays Michael, I was worried about him the first episode because he was so wooden. And it's not the actor, it's the character of Michael. Because even in the Legion, they made Michael very straight-laced and very, like, stiff. And he's still that way, but he's got jokes in this next one. So, mm-hmm. in this next episode. So I'm feeling the dude who's playing Michael now. And the other show I'm watching is the show that comes on right before that, Defiance. I watched all last season on Amazon. I caught up. And I've been watching it, and I'm really liking that show too, man. I'm like, I love Defiance because it's really a sci-fi show, and it's been really good this season starting off. So those have been my two biggest things I've been watching. Now, of course, 24, loving that. They started World War III at the end of that, so that's yeah. I love fucking 24. So yeah,
24 has been great this year.
You know what? We've talked about it before, like with movies. But and I didn't think it would, and we talked about the TV shows too, and I didn't think it would work with 24, but shortening this season has really worked out for them. I was worried about it, but we've gotten less filler, And they've just been nonstop. There's only been like one episode that was kind of slow.
Yeah, it normally takes 3 to 4 episodes for all these events. Like, okay, who's the snitch? They hint for 3 episodes, then you find out, oh, it's Navarro. Or who's, gonna betray him? They hint for, 10 episodes and you find out it's the husband. Like, this shit is just like on steroids. Everything is just like, and then this happened. And then not to mention what I would have to say, honestly, for me, top 5, if not number 1, Jack Bauer moment. Throwing Margo out that fucking window, dog. That's one of the all timers, dog. Like, he's done some crazy shit. I mean, this nigga beat heroin in like 3 hours. He don't forget that time he killed that man where Jack was tied up, kicked the dude, made him fall into him and ripped his neck out with his teeth. Like, that's one of the top 5. And then that one time that the nigga like had like, no bullets left and killed 3 dudes in a row while he was handcuffed. Like, that shit was crazy. But man, throwing Margo out that window was one of the all time, like, I'm goddamn sick of this shit.
Dude, and like you pointed out, right beside her son. Perfect fucking placement.
Yes. Oh man, so yeah.
Yo, and the thing that made this last episode so great is, well, it wasn't a top 5 moment, his disrespect of Eric throughout the entire episode. Nigga, like I said, the only thing that was missing was him calling Eric boy. And throwing in some racism. That's the only thing that was missing.
But tell me you wouldn't have respected him if he had called him.
Oh, no, no. That would have put it in the top 5 moments.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been one of the only top 5 moments of Jack Bauer that gets in there when he didn't kill nobody. Because that disrespect was so good. Like, he had Eric going, okay, yeah, and Jack, I want you to go out here and make sure you don't go too far. It's like, now, just so we're clear, I wasn't asking you.
Yeah, I'm doing what the fuck I want to do. Dude, that shit where he fucked up, he tortured Navarro. Navarro tried to talk that shit, and he was like, oh, okay. Well, then, since it don't matter, you don't need this hand, do you?
Oh
man, Jack has been...
I love Jack's tunnel vision, dog. The fact that, like, for me, a top 5 moment for him is definitely when he saved, like, 12 kids in Africa, but while running past, like, 100 kids.
Mm-hmm.
He was only caring about those 12 kids and all the other 100 could just die.
Yep.
Jack is focused, dog. If he plans to save 12 African babies, he will save those 12 African babies while running past all the other African babies.
And that nigga, listen, the part that people gloss over, he threw that trick out the window while she was hinting that there was another bigger plot. Like, she was like, if you catch me, it won't stop the other hundreds of lives from dying tonight. And he was like, oh, really? Well, I just know one life's on my hands tonight. Yours. Bam! I was like, well, you don't even care?
Because, dude, when you keep... He has learned, finally. He has learned something that Batman needs to learn. When you keep these motherfuckers alive, they end up helping make your life harder when you realize what the bigger plot is.
Right.
Yep. They always escape. There is nobody... Look. Jack had a whole team, dog. A whole team. He took down Margo and them by himself, threw both of them out the window, literally pulled the son out the window, then threw her out the window with him. You know, they both die together. He at least cares about family ties. And then 50 trained agents show up and he gives them the device. Hey, niggas, don't lose this device. Okay? Damn episode ain't, and they lost the goddamn device.
Of course they lost it.
Because Jack had to take a phone call. That's bad when the whole world goes to shit because you had to take a phone call.
Right. After you had saved everything.
That's Jack Bauer's life though. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Man took a phone call. Nigga can't check his text. Imagine if Jack Bauer had a Twitter account. The world would just end.
It'll end, dog.
He'd be distracted saving everybody. Hold up, dog. Like, Twitter's going crazy over $200 days again. I got
to retweet Charlamagne. I got to retweet Charlamagne the God. Oh, the device is gone. The device is gone.
Is a $200 date worth it when your ass is flying out the window?
Let me, I got, he'd be like, I'm about to tweet pick me throwing you out this window though. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Saved Los Angeles.
That would actually made it better if he had taken a selfie.
Yeah.
If he starts taking selfies during the fucking episodes, that is, they're like, oh,
That would be better. He should have tossed the ass and be like, yes, all women, hashtag.
Yeah.
Just landed a plane, just landed a plane with a nuclear device on it. Hashtag Bower Power Hour, bitch.
that is my shit too, man. What I've been reading, watching, playing, I read this graphic novel called Black Science, Volume 1. One of the best graphic novels I've read this year. Mm. It was about scientists that figured out how to go from dimension to dimension, with this thing that creates a portal. The only problem is it gets sabotaged by one of the people that's involved in the creation of it, and they end up randomly skipping from different dimensions and shit, and it's like you only get a certain amount of time in the dimension, then like it skips back, it goes to another one. And then half of it is like trying to find a dimension where you can find the parts to fix it so they can get home. But then the other part of it is like wherever you land, shit might just be dangerous. You don't know what kind of shit is going on. And like, you know, they landed in like the middle of a war where the Native Americans actually had superior technology, and they were the ones who killed white people. So they they had like laser tomahawks and shit. They was a beast.
Oh, shit.
Like, and they kill so many people. Like,
I bet you they won't. Ain't no damn team. Ain't no Redskins in that dimension.
Right. I guarantee you ain't no Washington Redskins.
And Washington Whiteskins.
Yeah, the Washington Crackers and shit.
Washington Crackalackers.
Yeah. so they show up in that dimension. That's a good episode. But like, each issue, like, somebody or something, like, goes on the line and like, the main character you find out isn't really like a good dude. You know what I mean? Cause they do that thing where like, oh, okay, this is the white man who invented it. Obviously he's a good person. And you find out like he cheats on his wife. He like neglects his family, but somehow they ended up in the same like room when the machine went off. So like now his family is with him and, you know, just like all this crazy shit. And his kids are like discovering that he's a piece of shit. As they're going through these dimensions, it's just so good, man. I was so impressed, man. Like when it ended, I was just like, "Fuck! I wish it was a volume 2 out already." So, Black Science, check that out. Uncanny Adventures, man. Avengers. I made a mistake last time we did this. I was really pissed. The problem is, it wasn't Uncanny Avengers. I don't like. It's the Infinity Avengers. That's the one that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. That one is shit. Uncanny Avengers, I have no problem with. So I won't take that back. Uncanny Avengers is fine. It gets a little weird, but not as weird as that Infinity shit. The Infinity shit just skips around. And also, why is Captain America in space? Okay. I get that he got leadership skills, but like,
does he have a suit on or is he impossible white man in it?
No, he didn't even have a suit on in some of the scenes, and in some he did. But honestly, dog, if you're a superhero that needs a suit, you don't get to fight the space aliens.
You sure don't.
Sorry.
You got to opt out of that one.
Yeah. Stay home, man. I was so disgusted with that dude, man. It's like, oh, we just need his American leadership skills in space. No, you don't.
You just keep bringing them.
Yeah. So, anyway.
You just keep bringing, like Ashley said, dog, he's nothing without a shield. I feel bad for that because it's true.
Yeah.
The fact that she said that when we walked out of the theater, like that was her issue with the whole movie. Was like, I don't get it. He's nothing without his shield. And I was like, you know what? This is like when those like kids say the darndest things moments.
Yep.
That's what this feels like. You see everything great about him, but the kid sees the real.
Absolutely valid. Absolutely valid. And in the comic book world, it was understood. You know what I mean? Like that's why the reason the Avengers blew up, by the way. It's a complete side note, but if another motherfucker tells me DC needs to do the shit like Marvel did, you can suck my goddamn dick, okay? They can't. You can't do one. If they did the shit just like Marvel did, we'd all be like, "That's what Marvel did."
Mm-hmm.
Two, their characters are actually bigger names than the fucking Avengers when the Avengers started. Mm-hmm. When the Avengers started, they were forced to take the properties that they couldn't do movies with, that other companies didn't want.
Right.
It was like Sony was like, man, we want the fucking Captain America. Y'all can have that one. Like, they turned it into something. It's completely different. Anyway, sorry.
Dude, I've been saying that to people for the longest time. And, like, it's weird. We get to that point where it doesn't matter what somebody does. People are going to find the opposite reaction to have. Right. So, like you said, if they did do like Marvel did, then all of a sudden it would be like, well, why are you guys copying off of Marvel? They want to be Marvel so bad.
Right.
But you guys said that they weren't being, but I'm out.
Right. They just need to do what Marvel did. The movie's not out yet. Also, right. Remember when they tried to do that? We got Green Lantern. Calm the fuck down. Y'all didn't like that.
And I was trying to tell people, like, listen, they're like, well, we're not gonna do a Batman or Wonder Woman movie before they introduce them. I'm like, no. Why? Because we already know those characters.
I completely do not agree with them doing that period at all.
It's fucking Batman. It's fucking Wonder Woman. We don't need, like, when people go Thor, you're like, oh man, I guess.
Yeah, like, how many people that like the Avengers didn't know shit about Thor's mythology before that fucking movie came out?
Right.
My hand is raised.
Right.
I did.
So many people like, hey man, why this nigga on the Rainbow Bridge? Right. Cause you didn't know. Cause why nobody buys that book?
Right.
Nobody bought Captain America's book. No offense to Captain America. Nobody was buying Iron Man. As much as I like Iron Man, people weren't buying the fucking book, man. That's why there's 13 versions.
DC did try it though, dude. They gave us Jonah Hex.
Exactly. We got Jonah Hex and Green Lantern.
Bad. They both were bad movies.
Right. Maybe this way it'll work, man. Everybody calm the fuck down, dog. I saw Jonah Hex in the theater.
Oh,
fuck all y'all.
Was terrible.
That was a 70-minute waste of your life.
Nigga, right. What? I'm sitting up here like, so they going to make this part of, just don't appear to have nothing to do with the other movies. It just sucks. So
you would need to chill, bro. And it's not like Marvel didn't go out of their way to try to use other characters. Ghost Rider is probably getting the third film. Mm-hmm. So why? I don't know. But
I'm going to go see it.
It might. Yeah. Maybe.
Niggas just be so pressed, man. Just let them do the movies, guys. It seems to be working. Wait until it's out. Then shit on it, man. That's all I ask. Like, can we wait till the Superman movie is out before y'all shit on this one? Is it cool to see? I mean, or do we just got to preemptively shit on the shit? Because I would rather see it.
Because that's what they do. And I'm going to say this to Brandon. I watch Ghost Riders like I watch Transformers. I'm biased. I know it's going to be a piece of shit. But I like to see Nicolas Cage do that, play that role.
That's the only way you can watch them, though, Karen. Like, you can't watch Transformers seriously. You can't watch Ghost Rider films seriously.
You
like,
not.
Matter of fact, I don't think there's one Jason Statham film you can watch seriously.
Right. Nope.
Quite honest. You have to watch all of those films ridiculously. If you watch Underworld and you care about the facts, you're just stupid. Like, you don't to do that. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you hurting
I watched that fucking Ghost Rider like it was Drive Angry.
Yes, and I love Drive Angry.
I was in the theater cackling my ass off.
We had so much fun.
That nigga vomited bullets on people, and I was like, this nigga.
Yo, I remember that. Was that the second one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember the first. I knew the second one was going to be bad because they were going all in on it when it was one of the promos, I think it was a teaser, where he pissed fucking fire.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not seeing this. But if you go to see this thing, if they've done anything different, you're foolish.
Yeah. No. And it was by the two. It was by the dudes that did the Jason Statham movie where he
Crank.
Crank. Yes. And Crank 2.
Again, like I said, I don't think there's one Jason Statham film that you were supposed to watch.
Right.
No.
There's not one. And the same thing goes for people who saw Dinobots in the Transformer 4's.
Oh, hold on. You stealing my stuff. Hold on. I'm going to get to it.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. I know you got a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I got more stuff to mention. All New X-Men is a good ass read. Wow. Just didn't think it would be good because so many characters. I was wrong. That shit is real good. Future Cyclops is my nigga. I don't like past Cyclops. He's a bitch and he's in it too. And they constantly make jokes about how he's a bitch and he grows up to be the unlikable Future Cyclops, but unlikable Future Cyclops is like fucking Malcolm X.
Duh.
Like, he just be showing up like, I'm here to save mutants, fuck these humans.
Yeah, I heard that they did Cyclops like they did Superman in the New 52, and it was like, oh, you know what? No more Boy Scout shit. We're going to kind of start making him an asshole.
Yeah.
I like that, yo.
Yeah, his powers don't even work right. He don't care. he just be showing up places with his leadership and white man attitude and being demanding shit, man. That nigga was gonna fight the Avengers with no powers, dude. I was like, what is about to happen in this bitch? So, yeah, it's real good, man. I fuck with that. And Magneto on it. Him and Magneto hang out, but none of them niggas trust each other. So, like, it's like they forced to be allies, but they don't fuck with each other at all, dude. So yeah, I fuck with that hard, man. If y'all, I think I'm on volume 4 because there's graphic novels out now. And, yeah, the first three were off the chain. I'm reading 4 now. TV shows. Chris said Dominion. I tried to watch Last Ship. Got one episode in. I'm out. Fuck that.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
It was bad.
It's not good.
No. Damn.
It's not good at all.
It was bad acting.
Like, here's how I know it's bad. Because Rod never won and done the show, yo.
Nope.
Like, you did, I think you did the entire season of The Cape.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Rod never won and done the show, yo. So, if you did a one and done... Oh, it's gotta be bad.
Nigga, they lost me when they killed the black dude. Like, they killed the black dude in episode 1. And he's like, not super famous, but like a somebody. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I seen that dude around. Maybe he'll finally get a chance. Nope. Nigga died like 40 minutes in. And they fighting a disease, which I've decided to opt out of anything where you fight a disease and the disease don't bring people back to life. Nope. If it's just a regular ass, oh, I'm coughing, I think I'm gonna die. If it's that, I'm out, man. Those series are never good. Nope. So I might watch The Strain. I wasn't gonna watch The Strain, but then the last preview for The Strain show a dead body hop up and eat somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, okay then. Never mind. I'm in.
Right. Yeah. No, I think, yeah, The Strain seemed like some kind of like vampire or zombie joint. I'm in on that.
Yeah, July 17th. Don't worry about it. Your boy will be there for that. But
they had to pull one of the ads for that, didn't they? Because he had a worm hanging out his eyeball and shit. And yes. It was like, this is too disgusting. And I was like, you know what? This is FX right here.
Mm-hmm. This is what I need in my life.
That's right. They did pull the posters.
Yep. So I'm in for that, but out for The Last Ship. And plus, it's stupid. It's just a ship, man. Mm-hmm. They be going around like it's a disease. Oh,
and then it's
the only people that can solve the disease, y'all.
Yeah, and then it's an impossible white lady walking around doing.
No, she's not. Yeah, right.
Doing
she is
dumb, doing dumb shit, arguing with folks. I was like, oh, bitch, you can't act. No.
Yeah. Everything bad about that.
It seemed like a bad concept. Cause it was like, when I remember they were talking about it, I was like, first of all, it was like, it's Michael Bay. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
It's not like saying J.J. Abrams or. I think Del Toro is doing The Strand.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing. And then it was like, there's a ship and they're all alone. I'm like, yeah, what happens when they run out of fuel?
Changes into a transformer. Our Lord show up and they're very expensive ass Aston mm-hmm. Martin.
Like, Michael Bay is perfect for 2 to 3 hours for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't watch a fucking serialized TV show of Michael Bayisms.
No, and he just threw money at it. He's not actually doing the directing.
Yeah, he's not even like directing it. It's mm-hmm. just stupid ass ideas. Like, mm-hmm. It's dumb, man. It's real dumb, dog. Like, it's dumb. Don't watch it. Okay, you heard it here first. Do not watch that shit.
And Roger watches everything, y'all.
Hey, that's why I'm so shocked by this right now.
Yeah, I fuck with Dominion, heavy. So I gotta watch one episode of that. Tyrant is my new shit. FX, man. Wow. These motherfuckers went and found everything HBO said, I don't think we should do that. That's problematic, and did it. Like, it feel like that's their... It feel like
we ain't got nothing to lose.
It feel like that's what their motto is right now. It's like, so you saying you got a show about Middle Easterners, and it's got, like, a bunch of shit that's gonna make bloggers pissed? Yeah. Let's do it. Fucking do it. best
thing... get people watching.
Best thing about Tyrant is somebody gets slapped every episode. The first one, the father slapped his son twice, and that shit was perfect because he slapped him, and then the son did that thing where he tried to look at him like, I can't believe you just slapped me, and he slapped his ass again.
The double slap.
And then he stared at his son like, and I dare you to fucking say something, and he didn't. And I said, this is a good show. and then this episode, a dude slapped his uncle because his uncle was being a bitch. His uncle was like, hey, man, I know you're trying to do this terrorist shit, but you told me you just need to stay on my couch for a couple of days. And it's a lot of guns in here. And dude just jumped up and smacked the shit out of this nigga like 3 times. It was like, What I tell you? What? He's like, the only reason you're alive is because you're my uncle. Now shut the fuck up. I was like, damn, this is a good show. So, Tyrant is good. I don't remember if we had talked about Edge of Tomorrow last time we did the show or not, but I loved it. It was good.
Mm-hmm. I think we did a show for it.
Yeah, but we hadn't talked about a review for it. Off.
Okay, okay.
That was all we did. But yeah, that was amazing.
We already did a review for this, but Transformers 4, man. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was horribly written.
Yep. Too long.
It was very, yes, too long. Some of the worst acting I've seen this year.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot of racial stereotypes. I hate it if you're Asian, because it was y'all's turn. Like, we caught it in two.
Yeah.
Three.
He tried to spread it around a little bit in three, but we still caught it a little bit because Tyree's still in it. And we didn't catch nothing in four, dog. Like, we had a little Kevin Hart mini robot, but he wasn't in it that long.
It wasn't actually Kevin Hart in a metal suit.
It might have been. He's in everything.
I hate this nigga. I can't stand the fact that black people hop on one nigga's dick and they will ride that shit till the balls fall off. Like, I hate it. Like, just, there's so many other funny people out here, and it's like, nope, Kevin Hart is my one nigga funny nigga.
I am not accepting that as reason, because that is not us. That's white people.
Right. Yeah,
they be like, give this nigga all the movies. We don't control that.
I wish I could say different, but
I'm not.
A lot of black folks support that shit too. Now
I'm not. I refuse. We are not taking this.
No, white people definitely love him because he be hitting that $100 million mark. I'm just saying.
Yeah, the money too big for it to just be us. It's like
it ain't just us.
It's a number you get to where you like, this ain't niggas. Like when it was Tyler Perry, it was like, okay, that's niggas. Like the number's not hitting.
It ain't just us. What I'm saying is, it's too goddamn many of us.
It is too many of us.
Because we're only, as Twan will put it, we're only 12% of the population, and I guarantee you it's about 10.5% of us. Okay, and in the white world, it might be 20% of the white people, but that's only like one third white people. 10.5% of black niggas is majority niggas.
I don't know these niggas though. Maybe I'm just too old. I just don't know them.
You don't know them because you know to stay away from them.
Right. And you don't pay them no attention when they tweeting that shit, because you follow so many people.
You be like, yep, wouldn't hang with that nigga. Wouldn't hang with that. That nigga bought a baby. Wouldn't hang with that nigga.
You know the funny thing is with Kevin Hart, and I know this is kind of off topic, but it's just, he started off okay to me. But it's just like after, he's like that nigga that got some success and it's like, oh, this really worked. And he doubled down on it and tripled down on it. So now it's just over the fucking top.
Yeah.
I can't stand him.
And Charlie Murphy need to do a movie together where Charlie Murphy just bitch slaps him for 2 hours about the whole film. And he acts like he didn't get, like in Paper Soldiers, that was one of the funniest parts in Paper Soldiers, was when Charlie Murphy was standing in the background putting water on his hands. So that he can smack the fuck out of Kevin Hart.
I've never seen Paper Soldiers. I think the Kevin Hart movie I saw was Ride Along.
Yeah, with him and Ice Cube.
Yeah, I regret that for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know they're doing Ride Along too, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, and they got the Asian Coon dude in there too, that Kim Jong dude.
Hangover dude?
Yeah, they got Hangover dude in there.
He's
so
doing everything.
Oh, wow. Who was the female that they added? A Spanish chick.
They added a Spanish chick too.
Was it Rosario Dawson or somebody that they added?
Yeah. Who was it?
They added somebody like.
It was somebody like that though. Like, I think Rosario Dawson just got added to She got added to Daredevil, but
they really did add Ken Jeong to Ride Along, so that's gonna be.
Yeah, he's like the black Kevin Hart. They need an Asian dude. Olivia Munn. Is there.
That's who they added. They added Olivia fucking Munn.
That's who it was. Yep. I was like, these niggas, yep. And it was not a good movie. So, mm-mm. But yeah, man, Transformers 4 is stupendous. Okay. Duh. Go see this shit. Or if you love America, you should love this movie, because everything good and bad about America is in this movie.
It is.
Like, whether it's the pervy looks at the daughter of Marky Mark in this movie in short shorts. Like, she's supposed to be playing like a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, and like every shot is of her ass.
Yes, it is.
Michael Bay just was like, fuck pedophilia, I guess. Like, just deal with it. And then horrible acting, love interest, racist robots, but they were Asian. Like, why is Ken Watanabe a samurai robot? Why would that happen?
The same reason he was in RoboCop 3.
does he have more speaking lines in this one than he did in Godzilla?
Oh yeah, he did.
Oh, that's a step up.
Then. He didn't die 5 minutes in and then disappear either. Like,
can I share something with y'all? I have seen every Transformers trailer. I have not seen the film yet. Okay. I can't wait to go see it either today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna be tomorrow. And you know, I have seen every trailer and I've spazzed out during every trailer.
Yep.
Because I'm so excited to see this big, gargantuous movie that will satisfy all my desires of a Transformer film.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what the fuck it's about. I have never known what it was about. If there was an article released that was like, here is the plot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
what's the plot?
Right. Mm-hmm. No. I think a plot is where you bury something. And if you cared about the plot for this film, instead of burying it in the back of your fucking mind, mm-hmm. that's your fault.
Yeah, don't go to this
thinking.
Like, that's the problem that Chris had. And that's why he didn't enjoy 3. You can't be thinking. Halfway through this shit, they switch what the main thing was. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, yo, we want to get this thing because it's going to advance human technology. And then they get it and it's like, oh, actually, we wanted to get it because it's a bomb. And now we need to run and chase everybody for the bomb. Like, it makes no sense.
Because it's choose your own adventure when you use a Michael Bay script.
Yeah. He just was like he got halfway through the movie and was like, you know, it'd be more fun if it was a nuke.
I like exploding shit.
Yeah.
No, you know what? And just for the record, it's not even my problem with 3 now or even this one is not no longer.
Oh, it's too long.
Yeah. That's all it is. Like I said, I am fine with turning my brain off. I just can't do it for as long as he makes these fucking movies.
Well,
it's
see,
just,
that's back to that's,
and that's
back,
on me. And that, that's, and that's
yeah,
not,
that, no, I'm not gonna blame you. I'm saying that's back to what I was saying. Thinking.
Yeah.
You like I can stop thinking, but not for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Right. Exactly.
I can stop thinking for like 4 hours, dog.
Yeah,
like,
you ain't got enough popcorn or something, dog. You got to grab you a big, like 2 big drinks. You got to put extra butter on your popcorn. That helps you not think when the popcorn is so delicious. That you don't think.
No, listen, this is the kind of movie you can tweet in because it don't matter. Mm-hmm. Like anytime humans was on the screen, I was tweeting. I
was like, you know what was so funny? When you went to go see it, you were like, oh, I'm in the black theater. I can't tweet. And then what happened? You started tweeting the movie and I was like, yep.
I forgot that it's Transformers. You can tweet through that. Nobody cares.
No.
Niggas on Facebook and shit. I was like, oh yeah, I don't give a fuck. Nobody cares.
Like people don't understand. You don't, okay. Some movies I know I'm going to sit and watch the movie. So I don't need snacks. I don't really need anything to drink. I'm going to be so invested in the film that I'm not going to be hungry, thirsty. If I have to pee, my pee will be so invested in the film that it'll leave me alone. Like I'm going to be good. Transformers, I will take 5 bathroom breaks. I will go get multiple snacks multiple times. If I buy a drink and I drink it halfway through and it's not as delicious as it was when I first started, I'll go get another one in the middle of the film because if I need to go pick somebody up, I might go do it during Transformers and come back to the theater. Cause I think there's re-entry into the theater with your ticket. Yep. You know, it's cool.
It was so good. Like, it was everything. Like, I was in the front row tweeting and nobody cared.
Mm-mm.
Cause it was like, everyone was laughing at the bad jokes.
Yes.
All the stupid shit that Michael Bay does. Like, all that shit. It was good, man. Just have fun, man. You're not gonna get, and the other reason I fuck with this movie, cause critics didn't want it to succeed,
right? Mm-hmm.
And they found out the hard way, you have no power over the American moviegoing audience. You cannot tank a film that we just decide that we wanna go see, so fuck y'all.
Right.
I'm glad it made the money. They were speculating that he lied. It didn't really make $100 million. Oh really? Well, week 2, how about $300 million? Does that work?
These are the same people that walked into Twilight films and by the 5th one, not the 4th one, my nigga, not the 3rd one, my nigga, the 5th one, by the 5th one, the 5th fucking film, they were going, you know what? They're actually trying to, you know, kind of make this, you know, a little bit entertaining, you know, a little, you know, it's not, it's still stupid, but it's not, it's like a lightheartedly, lovingly romantic, drama-ridden stupidity that I can kind of appreciate as a person who's had to sit through 5 of these fucking films that make $300 million in the first week every time they fucking drop, and that's not an exaggeration.
Well, I've never seen none of them.
Way too much fucking money. Mm-hmm. And now Transformers comes out, and it's like, nope, robots and explosions and Michael Bay, we not appreciating these shits making $300 million. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, you glittery vampire-loving sons of bitches.
This is why I'm actually torn, because, you know, I've seen people say the thing, well, you know, they can't make a Transformer movie without humans and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's bullshit. I know we could actually get the Transformer movie that we all really want to see.
50 minutes.
And I know that the Transformer movies that Michael Bay does are not the Transformer movies we deserve. But after seeing the hatred and the confusion that these fucking critics and these media sites are having,
they didn't understand.
Why did Transformers 4 make this much money? It doesn't make any sense. Now I kind of want him to keep going. Because, one, I don't really care that much about Transformers. Mm-hmm. So if he keeps making them and they're not as good or don't – I don't care. I just want them to make money because it's like – it's obvious as why they make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a summer fucking blockbuster movie. And I think a lot of times they also forget that, because I was talking to one of the guys at my gym. He didn't want to go see the movie. He knew it was going to be terrible. But you know who wanted to see the movie? His fucking kids.
Right.
So not only did he have to take his son to the movie – he had to take his son and his son's friends to the movie.
Yep.
Dog, these movies are going to always make fucking money.
Dog, also, let's be honest, dog. Transformers the cartoon wasn't shit.
Thank you.
It just wasn't good. Nope. So all this is better than the cartoon. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Yes. Like, Chris, I agree with everything you just said, except when you started that shit off with, these aren't the films we deserve. Nigga. This shit's based off a fucking cartoon that was terrible.
No. Whoa. But Phenom, I'm not saying that.
I get what you're saying. You're saying that we should be able to get better films despite the fact of the cartoons, because we could get better films. I completely.
Well, think about it. Comic book movies, the comic books we get some of these movies based off of are not good either.
Oh, of course they're not.
So it's like, and that's what I mean by that. It's like, I don't hold any, it's like the Ninja Turtle movie that's about to come out. I've already said, it's going to be the best Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie you ever had.
Yep.
Because them first three fucking sucked.
Of all time.
Like, niggas can be like, how you going to say of all time? Nigga, because you go back and watch the other four or five Ninja Turtle films.
They're terrible.
Okay.
I'm already seeing people hold on to that first movie. Like, nah, the first movie wasn't that bad.
Man, yes, it was.
Yeah, it was bad.
I ain't going to, and I'm going to burst some bubbles here real quick, but I love Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2 is terrible. Like, if you go back and watch Ghostbusters 2 with some common fucking sense, that shit's terrible.
Well, once you let Bobby Brown in anything,
it's terrible.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, it's a wrap, dog. Like, anytime you start actively adding the soundtrack as part of the acting, mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't it?
Nigga, they beat the villain at the end of Ghostbusters 2 by having Christmas Carol sing. Yeah. I want y'all to think about that for a second, all right? Horny. That is, motherfuckers was outside singing Christmas carols, and that's how they beat Vito.
They loved him to death.
Also,
in New York City.
These people that are saying Transformers 4 is too long, and Chris, like, I'm not talking about you, because you about to agree with what I'm about to say. People that are saying Transformers 4 is too long, especially critics, go fuck yourself, because you gave Godzilla 90%.
Right.
Go fuck yourself. That film was an hour and 5 minutes of too motherfucking long, right. And y'all sat through that bullshit. So I don't even want to.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I completely forgot about that.
Let me tell you what mm-hmm. what Transformers 4 has in it that Godzilla didn't have.
Godzilla.
The main title characters are in it, and they in it a lot, dog. Like, I was really going unlike 3, where I think his problem was always pacing, right? But his problem was he had like a good hour in the middle where Transformers wasn't involved in shit. This joint is like every 15 minutes, it's like, Transformers about to fight again.
Cause that's what we came to goddamn see.
Humans talk for 10 minutes. Okay, cool. Transformers gonna fight. So like, I was cool with that shit, cause it felt like every couple of scenes, Transformers was fucking something up, and it takes.
Now that you say that, I might be interested in seeing it now.
Yeah.
That's not what happened last time.
Chris, I don't know if I told you. I know I told somebody they need to do the 24 o'clock with Transformers. They just need to have countdown. Me,
yep. Yes.
The next Transformers fight is coming.
Nigga,
I'm
what?
I want that shit every time. Like, I just want to hit a countdown. D.
Like Jack.
Yes, while Mark Wahlberg and all of them are talking about shit that I do not give a fuck about.
Yeah, the comedy is terrible, but I don't think in this movie, like, the comedy is probably second worst of the comedy in the movies. You know what I mean? Like three was the worst for comedy, I think. Mm-hmm. But the shit with the humans, there's no part with just humans that lasts more than like 15 minutes. Like,
and I'm glad
everything is just like, and then like, it's like the whole story is like, and then the humans had to talk and then Transformers start fighting.
All right. They need to have the nonstop watch that Liam Neeson was wearing. Yes! They need to reset it every time after fighting. It's like,
every 15 minutes, a Transformer will die.
Yo, it needs to just rise up out of the rubble and reset his watch every time. Shit happens.
Nah, dude, I got it. The Pacific Rim War Clock, yo.
Yes.
Reset the clock.
15 minutes to Transformer fight. Yeah, that shit was good, dog. I fucks with that. And then the wrap it up, I played Child of Light. Sterling was right. It's a fucking great game. Whimsical as shit. Tried to make me cry some thug tears. Cause it's about like a little girl dying and her daddy dying and shit. Also just the turn-based role-playing fighting was just really good, man. I've been saying on this show for a long time, that's one of my favorite genres of games, and there's not enough. So I played that, and then Space Dandy returns, Saturday. So for people that are into Space Dandy,
yes,
we should get a new episode, I think, Saturday night.
So. Yeah, so we might have to do a review for it.
Yeah, we might have to. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, for people who watch Orphan Black, cry tears of a lonely nigga, because that shit is...
Oh, yeah, I've actually DVR'd the entire season.
I'm on the first season.
Because as much as I love the first season, I watched it all in one sitting. So I was like, I can't take the suspense of week to week. Because it would kill me to have to wait a week between episodes. Man, I love the show too much. So much
shit to digest, dog. And I just give a shout out to that show for the amazing fucking camera work of having these damn clones interact with each other. And it always looks like she really has five twins that exist in this world that they found and put on set together. Like, they went out and cast a set of septuplets to be in this movie to play this character. That girl can act her motherfucking ass off. I don't think I've ever seen a film where somebody had to act like they had to act like somebody else to be in the movie. And then that person had to act like somebody else while showcasing that they were still themselves.
Dog, what? Like, first of all, you just reminded me of something. I'm glad you brought it up because I almost forgot. Penny Dreadful.
I saw your tweet about that show, yeah.
Nigga, Eva Green is going to go head to fucking head with old girl from Orphan Black. Like, I'm thinking they might have to do Orphan Black like that. Well, you know how they do that thing where they wait till your series end?
Yeah, they do it a lot.
Yeah, they give you everything. They might have to do that for Tatiana because she's murdering the shit out of that.
I'm watching the show. Yeah. I'm watching Penny Dreadful now because I didn't. Oh, wait, you're saying that she has to go head to head with the show Penny Dreadful. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying Tatiana Green. I mean, whatever her last name is, I forget. But Tatiana and Eva Green. Eva Green is from Penny Dreadful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eva Green might win an award this year. But I think Tatiana gonna get that lifetime achievement dump.
Okay.
Man, I love Eva Green, man. She's the reason why I gotta go out to this weekend and buy 300 Rise of an Empire just because, man, I love her so much in that fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, she's a fucking beast actress. I cannot recommend Penny Dreadful any higher, period, of any show, period, this year. I didn't watch Fargo, so don't get on me about that. I'll watch it at some point. I heard it was great. But Penny Dreadful, it gave me all the, like, it was like Buffy for adults mixed with, like, if True Blood was good. Mm. Like, it was just good, man. It scratched that hard. It's so good.
I can't deal with True Blood. I saw 5 minutes of that shit. And of course, in total Oz fashion, the 5-minute scene I saw was Eric and fucking what's the name being intimate and having sex with each other. And I was just like, really, dude?
Yeah.
I understand that y'all act. I understand that you're actors. But to a point, Eric, when you've had sex with two dudes on this show, maybe more, I'm starting to think that you actually are not straight. And that's okay. Like, you know, find your parade, brother. But the fact that these motherfuckers be like, oh, you know, it's just acting, having another man kiss on the nape of my neck.
really doesn't do anything for me. Nigga, it would do something for me. It would make me want to turn around and punch him in the fucking face. You need to get off
it. Honestly, it doesn't bother me that them niggas make out and shit. What bothers me is that they don't have reasons anymore.
Right.
Like, it used to be a time where it was like, oh, because these niggas gay. Now it's just like, you know what would be hot? It's the last season. Why don't we just write a scene?
That's what pisses me off. They chase all this pussy. They fight over fucking, what's the name?
Sookie
Stackhouse. They fight over her, like they fight over her vagina, and then they get with Jason Stackhouse and they be all intimate and lovey-dovey and shit. And I'll be like, wait a minute. You can't love the pussy that much.
Yeah, it's just gay dudes and women's fantasies now. Yeah, they just want to, like, I won't be surprised if every week we don't get another pairing of hot dudes kissing. Well, also, like, this week is Bill.
Did they just cast any motherfucker that was available this season? Because I seen old girl from Friday in the scene. She one of the people now, you know, Craig's ex-girlfriend in Friday with teeth.
Yep.
Is she look old as old hell. Old shit.
Yeah, she do. All right, man. Let's talk. But yeah, Penny Dreadful, man. I can't recommend that highly enough. It's on Showtime On Demand. I watched all 8 episodes. There's only 8 episodes in the season. I watched all 8 in 72 hours. So, yeah.
Wait, so that's on Showtime. All right, so if that's on Showtime, then I'm piggybacking. I'm saying all those people who did not want to watch Nurse Jackie because it put nurses in a bad light, and now we're on a season where this clearly is not about nursing at all, and she's just a fucking pill-popping addict whore. And I love the show for doing that. Like, I love it. So if you, like, bailed on that show after the first season and you were like, I can't do it, it's making fun of nurses, you need to continue watching it, because it's completely about her being an ain't shit person.
So wait, Nurse Jackie a hoe now?
She's always, her shit started off as a hoe. Oh. She was fucking the, I don't know what you call them in the hospital, the drug prescribers or whatever that actually work in the hospital that manage all the pills and do the count and all of that. She was fucking him to get pills. Right? Mm. So she was already married with two, and they didn't even know she was married with 2 kids in the first season. Nobody at her job knew that she had 2 kids, and she'd been working at this place for like a decade and some change. They didn't know she had a family at all, but they knew she was fucking Eddie, but they didn't know she was taking pills, but Eddie knows she's taking pills. So then by the end of the second season, like, everything fell apart. She had to go into rehab. She went into rehab. She came out. As soon as she came out, she fucking relapsed. And it's been a roller coaster of just, wow, this is what having an addiction. This is what being a person who is like a really, really good nurse, but you just have this addiction that is fucking up everything around you and you're completely blind to it. And by the time they got to this season, she is a complete bitch. Like, the shit that she did to people, I don't mind you being an asshole and being sarcastic.
Right.
It's the fucked up shit that she did to use people to get pills this season that makes her, like, she's about to hit super rock bottom. And I think it's a really good show for people to watch, for you to maybe try to understand, like, the mind of it, like, how a person can go from being a respectable person to a complete addict.
All right. Well, yeah, check that out, people. All right, well, let's get into the news, man. I'll try to go fast. PlayStation boss doesn't understand why some people only want to play AAA titles.
Because some people only want to watch the NBA 2?
Shuhei Yoshida acknowledges that some gamers only want to play big budget games, but says he doesn't understand why that is. I hear complaints about the lack of AAA titles. I do realize that some people are only interested in big budget AAA games. I don't really understand these people. I don't know if they tried some of the indie games and decided they're not interested. Maybe they haven't even tried. That's a key question. I think this just begs the question, like, there's not that much difference between the systems anymore. Mm-mm. And since they share so many AAA titles, he's basically like, that shouldn't be the reason you buy one system or the other, because it's not going to be enough. Like, we're not going to come out with an Infamous every year. We're not going to, you know, Xbox not going to come out with a Halo every year. So if you're not playing the indie games, which actually do have some variance about what comes to what situation, he's like, if it's not for that, then what the fuck is the point?
But Rod, they lying. They are going to come out with an Infamous every year, and they are going to come out with an Assassin's Creed every year, and a Call of Duty every year, and a Battlefield every year, and a Batman damn near every year. And, like, but no shade to Batman, because it is getting pushed back 2 years now. But
these AAA titles that he's saying he don't understand why people only play those titles.
Yeah.
It's the Madden effect is contagious as shit now in the industry. Mm-hmm. And that is just the reality. You may want them to play games in between that, but motherfuckers who are dedicated to Call of Duty are going to put in 700 hours of Call of Duty. And that is not going to leave them any time.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is like, Infamous won't be out, like, it won't be 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, like Madden really does, you know, and even Assassin's Creed, they have more than one studio working at a time. You know, Halo will probably have only maybe two actual, like, players Master Chief titles that come out on, you know, the Xbox One throughout its lifetime. Like, I think if that's the only reason people are buying a console, that is kind of some old school thinking, because you really should be getting your shit for, like, you know, the experience, you know, like, he said they offered a side scrolling shooter called Resogun for a while as a free download for the PlayStation 4, PlayStation Plus subscribers. Mm-hmm. And he said basically nobody downloaded it.
That's a lie, because a lot of people talked about how they enjoyed that game. That's why I know about it.
Yeah. Well, according to the head of Sony, he says, not everyone took advantage of the deal, and he described it as a great, great game. Understanding how Sony can push gamers towards excellent smaller size games is a key question for the company. So, well, they're not happy with how many people downloaded the free game that they gave away. And he's saying, like, cause motherfuckers are so spoiled by, like, the PlayStation Plus, Xbox Gold shit now that they're like, I don't want this shit. Give me fucking, you know, Assassin's Creed.
And that's because Metro 2033 was also being given away for free. It is also a great first person shooter game. And a lot of people didn't download it. Like, mm-hmm. some people did and some people didn't. The same thing goes for Dark Souls mm-hmm. on the Xbox 360. Like, it just depends on what motherfuckers want to play. And there are so many goddamn shooters out here, dude. Mm-hmm. You really are competing with AAA titles. People are dumb. It's the same reason Nicki Minaj is one of the highest selling rap artists in the country. It's the same reason that Transformers 4 made $300 million mm-hmm. when there are better action films, you know, with robots in them.
The other thing too is, maybe if Sony wasn't dicks last year and making everything about, well, you can still play your disc and stuff like that, maybe people would be more interested in downloading shit.
That's true.
Which game, you know, better than E3 for them? The indie games? Which games get better trailers at E3 for them? The indie game or the fucking AAA titles?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you can't sit there and get mad at people not downloading anything, but then when it comes to doing the AAA titles, you roll the red carpet, then you go, oh, yeah, by the way, we have the other games right here.
You're taking bitches around the corner for the indie niggas, too. Like,
right.
They said, PlayStation, I remember PlayStation 4 saying, and I didn't believe this when they said it, and they're still saying it. They said 50 fucking games or something coming out. When they did E3 last year, PS4 for the PS for the next gen console, and some of them will also be available on current gen, right?
Mm-hmm.
They only talked about 8,
mm-hmm.
and most of them were AAA fucking titles, okay?
Or some of them got delayed,
right? That and some of the AAA titles also got delayed, and mm-hmm. they didn't even talk about the indie titles like that. So I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to go somewhere and suck your own dick if you're mad. Because people don't know to download the free indie games that you give them. Because when I go to the PlayStation store, I see all the AAA titles that are still $60 that came out 6 months ago yep. on your site, and you claiming they on sale.
Yep.
Which is interesting to me. Which I want to know is I want to know what the prices are, because I know Xbox, again, because I don't have a PS4. I know Xbox has been doing a lot of fucking deals for some of their AAA titles that they put out. Like, you know, Rise is down into what, $30 now for the digital download and things like that? Is PS4 and Sony doing the same thing?
I don't. Xbox One games are really fucking cheap right now. Like, the new ones are really fucking cheap.
I'm wondering if PS4 is doing the same thing, because to me, I mean, again, not even making a console war thing, but it's just like, yo, if you want people to get the stuff, then you need to promote it. Like, Xbox also does a good job of trying to promote their indie games as well and their smaller name games. Like, that was one of the things, because they didn't have a lot of titles, so that's what they were promoting was some of these smaller games in their arcade and things like that. And now you have games with gold, which a lot of those are smaller titles as well, where you're getting free games. So.
Yeah. Go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
No. And I guess for me, my perspective is two things. Number one, a lot of people that Brandon bought this up, a lot of people that buy consoles only buy consoles for certain games, period. They don't buy games for, they don't buy a console for all the variety of games. We know this because only certain games sometimes are like the highest sellers. So these people, I'm not gonna say they're not gamers, but they're not the gamers that would go out and play a lot of these indie games, which is partially their fault for not promoting these indie games if you want somebody to play them. And like y'all said, you want people to do physical disc and not download, but a lot of this shit has to be downloaded, so that defeats the purpose of you having physical disc. So you screwed that up from the beginning. So you got the market that you requested, because these people are like, well, if it ain't a hard disc, I'm not playing it.
Yeah, I still have, I'm still surprised that I'm one of the few people that actually goes on my 360 and downloads game trailers to watch. Like, people don't take advantage of shit. They just like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna have this thing and not look at it. I know it's plugged to the internet.
Well, Rod, when you shit on, and this goes on the Sony, Microsoft now for this, doing it this year, and then the idiots and the idiot fans, when you shit or hide the fact that your system can do all this shit.
You're right.
People ain't looking for it, which is why I got so mad at people last year. And then this year, when they came out on E3 and talked nothing about what their systems can do, it's like, hey, motherfuckers, your system can do this shit. Maybe people don't know how to, maybe people didn't know the game that was there to download because they had no idea where to look at to get it.
Yeah, I go on Twitch and shit. And cause like you can go to the game tab and go click on the game. And then it'll tell you right there, like, do you want to watch people play this on Twitch? Do you want to watch trailers people uploaded from Twitch? Do you want to watch the actual commercial trailer? Like, it gives you all these fucking options before you even buy a game. And it just makes me wonder if people just don't even take advantage of that shit.
They don't, because you know what? Most people aren't hardcore gamers, so they don't even know how to fucking do that
shit.
Right.
And then on top of that, to me, people want to get their fucking money's worth. People underestimate the value of a dollar. People spent hundreds, some people spent thousands of dollars on the games and the setups and all this stuff. And when they buy something, they want to be sure they're not getting no bullshit. They want to be sure it's something that their friends are going to have. Cause, you know, cause they created, I don't know about, PlayStation, but Xbox created this community where you want the shit that all your friends are playing. So if my friends are not playing, why the hell am I playing?
Right.
That's why I'm not playing a lot of games I have. Like, I have Titanfall. I played maybe 2 hours of it. Most of my AAA titles, I haven't touched them in months. Like, Batman Origins, Bioshock Infinite, Devil May Cry, like, all of those games I have not played. I've been playing either old games or games like Dust, or I just downloaded Child of Light. I guarantee you Child of Light will get cut on before Batman Origins gets put in my system. Mm-hmm. And that, like, I played the Legos Marvel game. I had that for 4 months before I played that damn game. It's the fact of, for me, it's just that everybody else is playing these games. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? And, right. And I lose interest. Because I'm like, okay, well, what, it's gotta be something else out here. Because as fun as Watch Dogs probably is, after playing 400 hours of GTA, it just don't look fun to me.
Yeah, I played it and I bought it and didn't play it yet. Like, I haven't even played it yet. I just have it.
I don't have the interest to play it. Like, I'll be back on GTA. I'll probably end up getting a one just so I can play GTA with some of y'all when it comes out for the one. But, I mean, if it's really about the games, if it's really about what you're trying to sell me on, y'all pushing your AAA titles way too hard, and the indie titles, well, they're still available on 360, so.
Right.
I'm about to play those instead, bro.
I'm sorry, and just the fact that the next gen consoles, right, they said this, and I think you guys have said this too, it's not really about the games, it's about what the fuck can the systems do. And you set it up like that, and so people go, what can it do? I don't really care about the games. Can I DVR my television? Can I, you know, snap shit on the side? Can I record shit on YouTube? It's about the games, but it's almost not about the games at the same time.
They tried to not be about the games. It's unfortunately back to being about the games now. Pacific Rim 2 is being written, it's being greenlit, and Del Toro gonna come back. Word on the street is going to be a very different film from the first film. I don't give a fuck. Is Big Robots going to be in it?
Yep.
Because if I see a trailer with big ass robots, I'm in. It doesn't matter what the fuck. is going on about the rest. So yeah, I'm in. Glad it got greenlit. It's a big victory for us nerds that are nerds of the anime and big robot genre, because people were shitting on this. Suddenly everybody in Hollywood's a budget expert now, and everybody was saying how this movie didn't make enough money to get a sequel. Yeah, well, fuck you, it did, and you guys are wrong. And I want to see all those fucking blogs written about, oh, my, our bad. You know, no. Won't get that. Won't get that shit at all.
Well, maybe if critics would do their fucking job and give Pacific Rim the 90% that it probably deserved, instead of give fuck shit like Godzilla 90% and then slamming Transformers. Sorry, motherfucker, but I don't fall asleep. I don't want to be able to fall asleep during a movie and then wake up and not have missed anything.
Dog, these motherfuckers wrote, this was like a month ago, whenever Godzilla came out. Someone wrote about Godzilla and still was shitting on Pacific Rim.
See,
I was like, why are you still shit? Like, move on, dog. Like, it, you won that battle, okay? And then that, and then like the next day that shit got greenlit for a sequel. I was like, fuck you and your blog. Walking Dead could go on for 12 seasons.
And I'm going to be there for all 12.
Hold on. What'd you say, Brandon?
I said good, because the comic hasn't even stopped yet. Right. Keep it going.
And Karen, what'd you say?
My ass is gonna be there for all goddamn 12.
Yeah, somebody, I put this link on my Facebook and someone's like, well, that could be too long. They was like, I'll probably stop watching by then. I was like, if it's still good, I'll be watching.
Why are you predicting when you gonna stop watching the show? I've never done that. I've never watched a show and gone, man, if this amazing ass show reaches 12 seasons, I think I'm gonna have to stop around 8, because that's pretty much my limit with an amazing show.
Right.
What? Nobody fucking does that. Like, people, The Simpsons is still going on, nigga, and y'all still watch. Like,
yeah, right. I'll stop watching when it sucks. That's the rule.
Still watch South Park. What season is South Park on? Like 18
almost
now?
20. Yeah, The Simpsons over 20.
If it's a funny season, or an enjoyable season, you'll watch that shit. And if The Walking Dead, if it takes these motherfuckers 10 seasons to get to Negan, I'm watching all 10 motherfucking seasons to get to Negan. Because they need to get to Negan, and I need to see somebody play Negan.
It might take 10 years before they let you say fuck that much on A&E, and I'll wait.
And I'll be right there, all in for Negan and Jesus at that point. Yes. Be like, look, I'm watching this shit till it's over.
He named a gay nigga Jesus.
That shit was so, yo, when you found out he was gay though.
Yo, Kirkman, I fuck with him so hard off that, dog.
Robert Kirkman is a genius at writing.
Dog, I didn't used to read him. I started reading the comment section after those. After that.
Oh, remember I told you to read them letters?
Them niggas was mad.
Oh, mad, dude. They write problems. And then he has a person that he hires to answer those letters now. And sometimes he comes in and answers them. But even the people he hires are sarcastic.
Yes.
Answer those letters perfectly.
As a Christian, you don't see how this hurt my faith. I was like, man, he killed it.
They did that shit with the boys. Anytime they do something with a child on comics, the fucking email section, the letters. The letter hack section is all toe to fuck up. Them so upset that they reading this comic about zombies and killing people, that they kill kids. Like, they be so mad.
They be sliding in them social commentary issues, man. They be mad as shit.
I think you went a little too far with blowing the side of a child's face off. It was like, well, we had two babies get eaten.
Right.
Go. You was all right with that.
I don't think gay marriage should be involved in this at all. Well, that's why I wrote it. That's why I wrote it.
You're reading about zombies. You're worried about your religion because Jesus is gay.
Niggas gonna be in a zombie apocalypse like, hey, cut it out, queers. Okay. That's enough.
I'm cool with all of this except for that shit.
Yeah, now I don't mind you eating the motherfucker's brains, but that's it.
Nigga had a tiger, dog. Ezekiel had a tiger, my nigga. Like, I was there.
Yeah, I love it.
Tiger, if they bring in a tiger on this show and have a nigga walk around with him like Tyson, with
nigga
him on the
yes! Nigga look like George Clinton and shit. And had a tiger, dog. I fuck with that. Oh, that's my book. Anyway, white PlayStation 4 bundle is coming out September 9th.
When is the white Xbox One coming out? I want that shit, man. That shit look beautiful.
You know what is weird, man, and I guess I just don't understand because I was an early adopter, but I have heard people that are like, I'm gonna buy it when it's white. Like, I wasn't gonna get a PlayStation 4 before, but when the white one comes out, I'm gonna get it. It's coming with Destiny,
It's that white privilege shit. That's what that shit is.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, more power to you, whatever sells a console. I guess I just never thought of I just never thought that would sell anything to me. Like, oh, it's green? Well, shit then. Why you ain't tell me it was green? Like, of course I won't.
Well, some people call that color does matter.
It definitely matters. I saw a lot of people. There's not a couple people. A lot of people are waiting for the white joint, man. They gonna get it. Maybe it's just because it gives you a date where it's like,
yeah,
it'll be like almost getting it on first day for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Sony continues to be better at marketing than the Xbox. Sorry, but it's true. Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming to PS4 this fall and Xbox One and PC too. Grand Theft Auto 5. I think you can carry over your online achievements, if I'm not mistaken. But not your regular game progress. So people will be looking forward to that. Let's see. Oh, Xbox is making a TV show.
Get it. No, I'm serious. YouTube makes great television shows.
Yeah.
Like Xbox would do the same. So get it.
Yeah, Cool Story Bros is the name of it.
Pepsi. I want to be, how do I get cast in the show?
It's going to be about, it's based on a story that was written on Bro Bible. If you're familiar with the site, it's exactly what it sounds like. The story revolves around three guys who try to build a bastion of brofield debauchery in a house that happens to be situated on top of a magical portal to other worlds.
Sounds like Adventure Time, but live.
Yeah.
Live action.
Yeah.
Live action Adventure Time. Jake the Dog.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Come on, grab a friend.
If they want to, they can cast me to make Chloe face each episode, and I'm down.
Warner Brothers may release 7 DC comic movies in 2 years.
There's a problem with that? I don't see it.
Me either.
There's another, like I said, they can't do, they shouldn't have to be strapped to whatever Marvel did. Do what the fuck y'all want.
My nigga. Generation of the, remember what the 90s was like with shows and cartoons and television? Mm-hmm. It's nothing like that.
It was terrible.
This is awesome.
And bad.
Generation of the motherfucking nerd.
The word on the street is the movie titles. And of course, keep in mind, this is probably all bullshit, okay?
Just keep in mind, they made up.
None of this is confirmed other than Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
I just need a Son of Batman too. That's all I need.
But people have July 2016, they expect Shazam, Captain Marvel to be coming out.
Okay.
Christmas 2016, The Sandman.
Hmm.
May 2017, Justice League.
Hmm.
July 2017, Wonder Woman. That would be some interesting timing.
Really would.
Well, the funny thing about it is, there was an interview with Zack Snyder that
hasn't even started filming anything with Wonder Woman in it.
Right. Well, not only that, but that they mentioned the Justice League movie was 2018. So I think the dates are all off on this stuff.
Okay.
I believe the movie titles or the movie subjects are going to be true, but the dates are all off, I believe.
Christmas 2017, Flash and Green Lantern. I don't know if that's two movies or.
they're trying to do a team up movie with those.
So that's actually a cool idea.
Yes, right. It is.
Yo, they should do that. Marvel should look into that. Cause they keep being like, we need to do this Hulk movie, and they keep everyone keeps asking, would they have a Hulk movie? And Mark Ruffalo's been actually, answering them and shit. It will be cool. We don't know what we're gonna do. And they were like, World War Hulk and Planet Hulk won't make good movies. But it would be dope if they just combined it. Just put Hulk in a movie with somebody else.
Man, do an Iron Man, cause they already doing the Science Rose joint with Banner and Tony Stark, man. Do an Iron Man and Hulk movie, yo.
Yo, I would fuck with that hard, yo.
Me too.
Cause they already got that banter going back and forth between him and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two scientific geniuses, their bosses, their villains are gonna be just as smart. It's gonna be all types of portals opening up, new dimensions of villainry and shit. Yeah, let's do this.
Powerpuff Girls returning to Cartoon Network.
Powerpuff Girls movie, and not a live action one, just a straight up like movie.
Well, they had the movie earlier this year,
and I loved it.
Was it a movie or was it a 30-minute episode, Karen? I can't remember how long it was.
It was a movie.
It was a movie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2016, they should have an all-new Powerpuff Girls animated series. The franchise reboot will also include a full licensing program that will roll out across all regions. The original Powerpuff Girls was a franchise phenomenon for Cartoon Network, paving the way for a new generation of innovative storytellers and enthusiastic fans worldwide. We are calling.
Yeah. Well, no, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead and finish it.
We are calling these girls back into action based upon an overwhelming demand for Sugar, Spice, and Chemical X.
Yes, sir.
So.
What is this?
Powerpuff Girls. You never heard of this?
Okay. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with Powerpuff Girls.
What? What were you gonna ask, Brandon?
Bubbles, Blossom, and Buttercup.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched enough Clone Wars, so I don't know. Like, I don't know what season they're on, like six or something. Mm-hmm. But I haven't really. I need to get on my Netflix game and start watching that. Question: does Darth Maul ever return?
Do you really want to know the answer to this?
I know he returns in the comics.
It's a spoiler. It's a spoiler, though.
Yeah,
it's a spoiler. Yeah, I mean, I don't give a fuck. I've seen them all. Yes.
And that, yes. Okay. So I just want to know because he does in the comics. And the reason I ask this is because I want Darth Maul. I want a Darth Maul movie or him to return or them to do a cartoon movie or something because that motherfucker he is a villainous son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. And I really, really need somebody to go, you know what? We should use him.
Yeah, he real good in that Clone Wars, and that's all I'm gonna say.
And his brother is I love how he's the younger brother, but he bitches his brother.
Oh, like, nigga, he real good. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't wanna. It's really important to me that you enjoy it. So yeah. He's real good and caused a lot of problems for a lot of people.
Come back. And if they're gonna do these Star Wars, and they said I think I read somewhere that they're basing the new films off of Clone Wars or something like that, or
yeah,
like, was the direction they were gonna go. If they do, just bring back Darth Maul because he shouldn't have died like that in the first film anyway.
Hey, if he show up the way he showed up in this joint, man, listen,
I know how he showed up in the comics, and the way he showed up in the comics, this motherfucker tried to destroy a whole planet.
Yeah, he evil as fuck, man. Like, he was less evil when I thought he was the most evil motherfucker in the movie a while back. And then he showed up in this damn, with the plan, when he actually had speaking lines and plans, I was like, oh, okay, I see. Your ass wasn't going to be second in command for long anyway. You had to die.
He's a son of a bitch. Like, he truly showed up in the comics and was like, people, the savages of the planet were like, you're going to lead our people to the light. And he literally was like trying to lead them to burn it in the sunlight. That's what he was trying. He was going to let their asses fry in the sunlight.
He evil as shit, dog. It was like one point where, they was like making a plan, like, you know, his brother's like, well, you know, it's always two and we could be the city. And he was like, I'm just going to be evil, dog. Like, I don't care no more.
His brother be trying to be logical. He'd be like, that's that logic that you trying to share with me. You think my evil ass gives a fuck?
Yeah, he's like, that's your shit. I'm on this evil right now. You
need to deal
with
that bitch assness that you got going on. It's because it's not in your blood, because it's not in my blood.
Brandon hit on this earlier, but I'll just go ahead and say I read this article that said how much Dark Souls 2 is too much. The trouble with downloadable content.
What?
You don't have to download any of this.
What Dark Souls 2 the game, how much it's too much?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Apparently this person says you get too much downloadable content, and he thinks people need to stop supporting their games sometimes years on end.
Because you don't have enough time to play all of the stuff they offer, which gives you options.
Right.
I think they need to stop giving options because yo bitch ass can't play it all.
Mm-hmm. And you still
the only option you need is to go fuck yourself. Only option. Your only option at the end of the conversation is go fuck yourself. Right. You could have had more options, but we feel like we were oversaturating your choices.
I don't see how you can have too much option on anything.
Me either. And people like this piss me off because if you have a fool to listen to them, all of a sudden they're gonna cut back. You're like, why? Give me all the downloadable content you can give me.
Right.
And if I buy it, I buy it. If I cares?
Imagine if Borderlands 2 was treated like this. Like that, one of the reasons Borderlands 2 has such a loyal following is because they do support the fuck out of that game. You know what I mean? If you just played through the first campaign and that was it, most people would be like, it was a good game. It was fun to play with my friends, but it was short. It was over with.
And a lot of times it extends the longevity of the game and it actually puts more money in the people that produces the game's pocket.
Mm-hmm. But this is what
not only that, but like when you have good DLC, like the Borderlands DLC or the Mass Effect DLC, You can tell they put their heart and soul into it. Like, I think when people say there's too much DLC, they're talking about those, like, things like DLC pack where all you get is a weapons pack or something like that. Yeah, I get that. And again, even with that, you don't have to buy that shit.
No.
So if they make it available and you don't buy it, who the fuck cares?
Nigga, right? Street Fighter has 400 packs. 400. There are 400 things you can download for every Street Fighter game. And look at they following. Them niggas download all 399 plus one of them. I don't understand it. And Dark Souls is not an overcomplicated game. Dark Souls is an amazing game. I recommend that to anybody who has not played. Like, if you like Skyrim or anything like that, I think Dark Souls is right up your alley. It is a very challenging game, and it is a game where you learn by dying. You have to die to learn how to play this game. There's no other way. It makes you a way more patient gamer once you get through the first, like, 4 hours. You're just like, you know what? I was supposed to die. that's how you... Dark Souls reminded me so... Edge of Tomorrow reminded me so much of Dark Souls. Like, Tom Cruise could only learn what his next step was by dying. You had to take that risk. You had to die. But you do it right the next time.
Yeah. I just think that's a dumbass complaint. Just
extremely dumb.
Too much optional shit I don't have to buy.
Too much.
It doesn't make sense, and I can't believe that dude wrote 18 paragraphs about
it. Right, and you as a consumer should want more variety. You benefit from it.
Or if you don't want it, don't buy it.
Right.
Rod, he could have been playing some of those other optional things instead of writing all them 18 paragraphs.
Yeah, it's like when I go to Cheesecake Factory and I go, damn, this is a big ass menu. You know what I mean? It's like that where I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. But to be honest, I don't go, there's not, you know what? They should just make the menu smaller.
Hey, yo, time to blow minds real quick.
Yeah.
That's the difference between followers and leaders, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders want options. Followers want you to be like, I mean, you did pay $60 for the whole game. So here's the whole game.
Right. The end. Yo, this game got some bugs. Nope, we don't do DLC.
No patches. You paid $60 for this whole buggy game. This is the whole buggy game. But don't want to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
With the updates and fixes and shit.
Yeah. Hey. I noticed in Titanfall I can't name my rigs and my setups. Well, that would be something you download, and we don't want you to. Yeah, you seem pretty satisfied to us.
Your choice. Or Forte. So we took those away. We made like
You wanted more maps? Oh, sorry. That's a downloadable content. So. Yeah,
check it out. We actually have a mode on this game where it'll play the whole game for you, dog. Because we don't want you to have to make too many choices.
Right. You just hit the A button every 5 minutes to let it know you're still alive.
Hey, real quick, Rod. Yeah. I know this has nothing to do with probably any of the articles you found because I just saw it posted. But, you know, we're talking about all these rumors and things like that with, like, Batman versus Superman and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some site is now saying, reporting that all the rumors and stuff are leaks that came from WB, but it was from a fake Kevin Smith script. And so they leaked this shit on purpose.
I love it.
To throw everybody off. And I remember us talking about that.
Good.
About how if they did this shit on purpose and they were leaking false information to see who would fall for this dumb shit.
Dog, I told you, man. Like, I know that was an intense nerd off that day. But I'm telling you, man, they leaked some of this shit on purpose, man. Cause why wouldn't you? Dude, imagine if we had the power of everybody wanting to know what our next podcast is about. We would be dicks about it, man.
Yep.
We would definitely be like, yeah, the next one's about abortion, man. Spread the word.
Next one, we find our love for Nas.
Yeah, right. We're going to be talking about all those gays.
Right.
And make retribution with J. Cole's music.
Right. We, J. Cole on the next one, man. Just tell everybody.
These niggas going to be talking about how much they love J. Cole music. I can't wait to hear this shit.
And I guarantee you they're finding out who's leaking shit this way, too. Because they're like, oh, see, we didn't tell this motherfucker that Ben Affleck was going to have a beard. We told you. So why the fuck is that leaking? You know, okay, can't tell you shit no more. Plus, you know why? The other reason I was never worried about DC, Nolan in charge, and Nolan don't leak shit.
No, he does not.
He does fake shit that costs money to fuck with people that leak shit. He'll be like, yeah, everybody show up to the gravesite and everybody be dressed in costume. Like, but
that's what you would do at the grave. Like, okay, I just, and also, like, I'm just one of those people.
that believes Lupe leaked his first album on purpose. And I believe everybody leaks their own shit. I don't believe that there's a nigga who sits in the studio and is copying your shit on the disc.
Right.
So first of all, why do y'all keep letting that nigga in your studio? Like, if you don't want your album to get leaked, it's pretty easy to not let that happen. Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Kanye West did it last year.
Yep. And so, that's what Robin Thicke should have done.
Nigga. Best Buy should still be asking him where the album is.
They really should, dog.
He should have kept that shit. He should have vetoed that album in his back pocket like the president.
Yo, dog. If Robin Thicke would have not even did any press and then just released it as a midnight iTunes only joint, it would have sold way more copies.
Oh yeah, people would have been like, oh shit, he did a whole album about loving Paula. It sounds terrible, but man, I appreciate this nigga loving his wife so much. Released this secret ass album. Even Kid Cudi released an album that didn't leak anywhere, and he sold 90,000 copies that first week.
Back to nerd news. Ultimate Spider-Man 3, the cartoon, which I promised to stop watching and kept watching because I couldn't stop myself. Season 3 will introduce Miles Morales, so now I'm actually excited because I want to see how they treat my nigga, dog. Like, everybody know I got a soft spot for Miles, man. You gotta treat him good. If that episode ain't good, I'm really gonna be shitting on that show. But it's gonna introduce like a whole like cavalcade of different type of Spider-Man and shit. So
I need to finish reading the comic because I have like 20 issues of the comic for that, and I read the first one and when I saw that he had an ancient uncle, I was like, I'm really gonna be interested in this Spider-Man story. He got ancient like
that. Yeah, his uncle really ain't shit, dog.
I can definitely get down.
He a criminal and everything. I fuck with that. That's my shit, dog. I'm just so glad they didn't try to copy exactly what happened to Peter.
Nope, they created a whole different story about a whole different ethnic Spider-Man.
Yep. And I believe it. Karen and Make a Mad News. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna save that one till later. Let me go through a couple quick ones first because I don't know how long it's gonna take to do that one. Google committed $50 million to encouraging girls to code.
Good
shit.
Yep. Like girls code.
Yeah. Not like MTV girl code.
No, like different girl code. Unless you code it with your vagina.
Yo, how fucked up would it be if they was like, no, $50 million to girl code. We just want to get a commercial on MTV. No, we don't care about women programmers. But nah, they're gonna try to help women learn how to code and get young girls involved so that we'll get women that are technology based later. Images of the Shredder came out. Niggas was mad. I got happy because it's still gonna be the best TMNT movie we've ever seen.
I know, I refer to images of the track. Like,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Fino.
No, I'm just saying I'm gonna wait this out. I have not seen these images that pissed everybody off, and I'm not gonna see them until I go see the movie.
Yeah. So I saw the image because everybody was posting it, but then I saw the actual trailer when they actually show him doing. I was in. Did you see the trailer?
Nigga, that's what it scared the shit out of me. Like, right. Like when he did that extra cha-ching, I was like, oh shit, what is this?
Because nigga, the joints fly out and then they come back to him. I was like, oh nigga, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cause see, that's the thing about these images. You see the image, you're like, oh, okay, but you don't see the suit in action.
Right.
I saw a Shredder in action, I was like,
nigga shot them nigga. Blades at, that rat.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in on this film since they showed the turtles.
First of all,
I was in on it when they showed Michael Bay because I knew this nigga was gonna make a big as fuck for no reason.
Yup.
When they actually showed them, then I was like, yup, they big as fuck for no reason. And then these niggas was cracking jokes and doing flips and shit. I was like, yup, I'm completely. If they look like that, okay, if they look like that, I'm just like, I can't imagine what the villain's gonna look like. They're gonna have to be bigger than them.
Mm-hmm.
And these motherfuckers gonna be doing kung fu.
Oh yeah, I'm in, dog. As soon as they announced it, people was like, "They gonna be aliens." I was like, "I don't care," cause I read the fucking books that y'all didn't read. I read the comics. I didn't just see the TV show. And them niggas be going to outer space fighting triceratop head motherfuckers and shit. Like, it's a very out there concept in the first place. So I'm not the kind of person to be like, I can't believe they didn't do the ooze. Like, that was way more believable than them being aliens. Like, shut the fuck up. You're going to go see it anyway. I'm going to go see it. And as soon as Michelangelo bust that first joke, I said, oh, yep, I forgot. I'm going to go see this. Rosario Dawson joins Netflix's Daredevil.
Saw that.
Yep, I'm in. Will there be any full frontal, by any chance?
Jesus.
And then once you do it, you cross that line.
Dog, I went to see Trance on a whim. Didn't even know about the full frontal.
I thought we told y'all.
Nope. This is before y'all went to see it. I don't think y'all were doing screeners back then. I'm not sure.
You were. No. We saw Trance at a screener. We saw that shit way in advance.
Well, then I must have missed y'all because I will tune y'all out. Like, y'all niggas y'all be excited or not excited about a movie. I'll be like, I need to see it for myself first. And then I check with y'all after, right? So I must have did a marvelous job tuning y'all niggas out because that full frontal surprised the fuck out of me in that theater.
I talked about for a hot minute. Like, it was like, this film is okay, but Rosario just came out with the full moose knuckle and completely, and that is not an exaggeration. So I was like,
I did that thing where I like spilled some popcorn on my front of my shirt. Well, you like miss your mouth because you like, what the fuck? Popcorn all in my shirt. Damn.
Piece by piece.
Yeah, you got to tell somebody that you about to do that now. Hold up.
Yeah, Michael B. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, random news again. Michael B. Jordan is the greatest troll of all time. He just sent a picture of a cake that said, "Have a fantastic fourth."
Yes, nigga, yes.
Trolling.
Him and JJ Fish are winning the troll series this year.
I fucking love it, dog.
I also love that as much as motherfuckers claim to hate it, the first time they show a trailer, they're about to be pissing their pants. Cause he can't help but do a great job at everything he is. And he's so likable. And the Johnny Storm character is so likable. You know he gonna be the star of that trailer.
Right.
Everybody gonna have to take it back. I don't think a black person.
They gave him a black daddy just shoving in people's faces that it was real.
It's like, well, I guess that is funny. I mean, he was saying some good jokes. I'll go see it, damn it. Speaking of going to see movies with black people in it, The Rock taking over for G.I. Joe now.
Mm-hmm. So I'm in.
They got rid of Channing.
Well, he died, didn't he?
Channing thought he was too good for it. Nah, yeah. Channing demanded he be killed.
Yeah, he demanded.
Cause he was like, I'll only be in the sequel if you kill my character and make it in no uncertain terms, I am dead. And, that was the wrong shit to do, dog. Cause, The Rock now in these movies, you should have stayed. You and The Rock would have been so good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now look at you. But you know what? He still got a good career. Even though.
And Jonah Hill have a long lasting, but top career.
Even though, I did notice. His Wachowski movie got pushed back a year.
Well, because he's going to be serious in that shit. So that shit's not going
to
be good.
A whole year, homie. Like, a whole year. A month before it was supposed to, less than a month before it was supposed to come out.
On the low, this is his second time. Because the first one was G.I. Joe 2.
Well, blockbuster releases just aren't Channing Tatum's thing.
It must not be, man. I'm just noticing.
You have to come out on an off weekend.
He must have some powerful people, by the way.
He makes a lot of fucking money, so I'm sure he does.
They were like, hey, man, move this shit. Like, do not put my boy in that Taylor Kitsch category and be like, he bombing. Nope.
Taylor Kitsch wishes he was in his category. Even Channing Tatum's terrible movies gross over $100 million.
That's true.
I bet you he looked like, you know what? We are not coming out the same month as goddamn Transformers, Planet of the Apes, Lucy, and none of nope. Mm-mm, move it back.
Is there? Okay. Cause you said Planet of the Apes. Dude, how are your jokey commercials amazing?
Amazing.
Have you seen the one where the fucking monkey walks over to the drunk people and their gun and then shoots them with it on purpose?
Yes.
Nigga, I was sitting in my apartment when that trailer came on and I was like, did that just fucking happen? And it was like a 5-second teaser trailer.
Yes.
I was like, there's no way. That's in the movie. Is that in the fucking movie?
Dude, when the second dude gets it, is the best part. Cause the second dude is begging for mercy. Like, did this motherfucker just kill? Hey man, look, I don't want no problems. He was like, fuck you.
He pulled the shit that we have seen in many a drug film where the dude dresses up like a homeless person drunk and stumbles over there and then takes out two, like, dude, this monkey did that. He walked over there like he was drunk.
He did monkey tricks.
Right.
Just so he could get that gun so he could kill him with it.
Tuesday. I can't wait.
By the way, I don't know how closely I looked at the trailer, but that's our nigga Scarface from one.
Yeah, no, it is. And I noticed it was him when he stood with the smile on his face and raised that gun up and shot the other one. I was like,
He gonna be Caesar's Magneto, dog. I can't wait. I can't wait. He's like, I hope he talk now, everything. I hope he like, I don't give a fuck about these.
He has a few scenes like that, though. Like, I've seen other parts in the trailer where they flash his face and he's doing some fuck shit.
Yeah, I can't wait. I want him to hit him with that Caesar love human more than apes.
I saw that joint in the. This really is. This is going to be more Days of Future Past than Days of Future Past.
It really is, dog. Oh, man. All right.
I'm so ready for that movie.
A couple more stories. Apple is reportedly starting production of larger iPhones next month.
Because every other phone is larger.
Hey, man, what is going on? Should I have kept my big ass 80s cell phone? Because it feel like the shit is just going in a cycle. And eventually we just gonna have tablets upside our heads.
Just walking around holding a piece of cardboard to my ear, dog, talking to it.
The funny thing about this is, you know, wasn't Apple clowning Samsung for how big their phones are?
Yeah. Not to mention, Chris, before even that, they were all suing each other because they were stealing each other's fucking design.
Right.
Right. Like, I got the 5S, and it's bigger than the 4S, and I'm like, I can notice that shit. I'm like, it's not that much bigger, but I can tell because, you know, they made a big deal when they had the 4 about how we did the proper placement so your thumb can reach all angles of the phone and stuff like that. I'm like, well, you can't do that shit now. What are you doing?
I would understand the whole big phone thing if Bluetooth was extremely popular. And it's popular, but it's not that fucking popular. Like, everybody on the street does not have a Bluetooth on their ear. I see more people with Beat by Dre's headphones on than I see with Bluetooth on any given fucking day. So it's not about holding the phone up to your ear because people clearly don't care about that shit. They will put a big ass 8-inch phone up to their fucking ear.
Yeah. Well,
I don't get it, man.
Yeah, maybe it's just me. I don't get it because I want a phone to be able to fit in my pocket, especially being a woman. You like, it's like putting a tablet in your pocket. You're like, that shit don't fit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we got, Karen. Somebody wrote 3 reasons why Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice will fail at thefool.com. I'm not reading it, but just calm the fuck down. Come on.
Yeah.
What is that?
I haven't even got a trailer yet.
And the last story.
Wait, it's called what.com?
Thefool.com.
I thought you said the food. I was about to say, well, clearly he wrote that because I think he was hungry.
His head was hurting when he wrote it. Yeah,
just, I don't know what to type. 3 reasons Batman will fail because I can't get the fat burger today.
Yeah. And the last story, a Nintendo investor says, I'll just read the whole quote. This is the annual investors question and answer meeting. And, it's posted online in English this morning. Yeah. I do not understand video games and I feel angry because at Nintendo shareholder meetings, the shareholders always discuss things related to video games or such childish topics as what the future of video games should be.
Does he know the demographic of gamers, the age range?
While I, for one, was flabbergasted that Mr. Iwata continues to hold his position, although he had said he would resign if the company's performance were bad. I hope that Nintendo shareholders meetings will become an opportunity where the shareholders discuss the company's business operations from the viewpoints of capital gain and dividends.
You mean like putting out video games and then gaining capital and dividends off them video games?
Apparently this person said, fuck them games, nigga. And fuck thinking about the future of video games. Nintendo needs to think only about making and losing money. Nothing
else. You know when it's time to lose your job? Today. Like how do you release this and still get to walk back into work the next day when you clearly don't understand your own company's business?
They gave some responses. Takeda, Ginyo Takeda, who is an executive at Nintendo, said, I appreciate your tough comment. We, the directors of this company, believe that we should take responsibility by recovering our business momentum. I would like to ask Kamishima to comment on his valuable opinion from one of Nintendo's shareholders. Kamishima says, The annual general meeting of shareholders is an important opportunity for communication between Nintendo shareholders and the company's management team. It is a place where we respond to the views expressed by shareholders in order to discuss how we should develop the company from now on. From that perspective, talking about the company's business operations is very important. At the same time, as an entertainment company, it is also very important for us to inform our shareholders about the kinds of entertainment Nintendo offers.
It is Nintendo, right? This is Nintendo, right?
Yep.
Does Nintendo do something else besides games?
He says, including video game content.
Does Nintendo do something else besides games? What else does Nintendo do?
Therefore, as a shareholder has just commented, we are and will continue trying to thoroughly discuss our business operations.
Xbox, what else does Nintendo do?
And we will continue to respond to questions from other shareholders regarding the kinds of entertainment we are challenging ourselves to offer. We will try to further enhance the annual general meeting of shareholders from now on. We appreciate your continued support of the company. And then Takeda said, once again, we appreciate the valuable comments from the shareholder. Mm. Yeah, Nintendo, you got to stop talking about all these goddamn video games. That's the problem, Karen.
Why are you... Is he have tenure? Why is he still there? He doesn't... How did he last so long?
Yeah, I want to know, like, who's the dude that invested in Nintendo and was like, yeah, but enough about these games, nigga.
Right! And I think, for me, this is the part that... There's a lot of people that are shareholders and a lot of shit that they don't know anything about. But they don't go to the board meeting and be like, that shit y'all talking about that makes me money, don't do that shit no more. That is the most dumbest shit you could say.
Not to mention, I feel like the problem has been that Nintendo has been too focused on profits and loss.
Right.
That's why they've just been like, let's keep putting out the same game on different consoles because motherfuckers will buy it and it didn't cost us a dollar to make the game again. So, hey, here's Super Mario 3, guys. Y'all want Super Mario 3, right?
Here's what I
had it on my Wii. I had it on my GameCube, but I guess I'll buy it on my Wii U because, I mean, why not, right?
Nintendo tried so many things before gaming. Nintendo has actually been around since 1889. Okay. Yeah. And these motherfuckers was developing Hanafuda playing cards. Okay, so they was all about games.
Yeah. From
the beginning. Now, they tried to do cab services, and clearly they didn't try New York, and Love Hotels, which I really want to find out what a Love Hotel is, but that's what they tried to do. Then they magically discovered toys and video games in the 70s, and now are a $4.23 billion video game industry. And you want to talk about other things besides video games in a shareholders meeting where you make all your money off video games. You don't want to talk about why Wii U isn't doing what it's supposed to do since your only point is video gaming. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about bagels? You want to talk about coffee?
What was the point of him even showing up at the investors meeting? That's like the people that sell condoms, and then when they don't, you know, we talk about, you know, condom sales going up and down. You know what? I don't even want to talk about them condoms and us preventing STDs. What the fuck are you here? Why did you invest in our company? We talk about goddamn condoms, so we're going to talk about sex.
Every meeting we're talking about sex. It just grosses me out. I didn't invest for this.
Come on, guys. This is not why I invested in your company trying to make money.
We're either talking about protection or we're talking about sex.
That dude might as well have been like, excuse me, what exactly is this company again? I thought I was at the, I thought I was actually at the Sony meeting.
It's like walking in a men's room and going, niggas always trying to take a piss up in this bitch.
somebody didn't give this dude the flyer. And my thing is this. This is the goddamn reason why your system fucking sucks. Even the people that invest money into your system don't know a goddamn thing about video games or consoles, and they're not pushing you to make them better profits. They're not pushing you to make a better gaming system. This is your fault, Nintendo.
Karen, you know what it is? You know why Nintendo can't push the future? Because they're always pushing buttons.
Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to end this show, man. Listen, guys, this has been another Nerd Off. We did get one question in the chat from DB who says, what is worse, the acting in Transformer 1, 2, 3 or the acting in Transformer 4? If I had to rank them, 1 is the best acting, hands down. Wow. The other three are so abysmal. They're all last.
I think 2 is just atrocious. Like, I can't even watch 2.
Yeah, 2
is unwatchable.
Yeah, 2 has the racist bots in there too, and that's one of the reasons it's really hard to watch for me. even though after years of conditioning, I've learned to laugh at them. And it also has the worst Transformer fight to end it, because that shit lasts 2 minutes, and then
Megatron, and Devastator has balls on them.
It also has the worst filmed Transformers fight. Like, the fact that it's a fake Transformers fight and it still looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And second one, I still don't know how they did that.
Now, the third one, the acting was also shit, but the military dudes didn't do that bad a job acting. That, you know, it was the comedy that was so bad.
I like Shia LaBeouf's parent mom, to be quite honest. Like, she just be ragging on this motherfucker because she can.
Yeah, they went to the well of the parents a little too much over the time. Because, like, by the third one, I was desensitized as fuck, man. And they actually were funny as shit to me in the first one.
I was laughing. Like, when they showed up in her camper and she was basically just like, yeah, it's always in trouble. You got big fucking robots. Yeah, still in trouble. I don't understand. Why can't we just have our mobile home and be mobile?
She was high.
Yes.
And then in four, listen, the comedy is terrible, but there's a point. Matter of fact, four is second best. Here's why. Kelsey Grammer is acting like his life depends on it for some reason. I don't know why. I kept trying to figure out the whole movie. Like, why is this nigga so serious? Do you know what movie you in? And also, they got Stanley Tucci cooning it up.
Are you serious? Stanley Tucci's in this movie.
Dude, and he coons it up. So, like, first of all, he's doing a mocking of Steve Jobs. So that's pretty tasteless. But because you know when they wrote this, they had to start writing this when Steve Jobs had, like, just died. They didn't give a fuck. But, yeah, so he mocks Steve Jobs, and then by the end, he's cooning so hard, it's just bad. Like, he's just saying, like, ad-libs, like, I love you, and shit in the middle of firefights.
And is John Malkovich in this, too? Shit, did they just have, like, a cast of acted motherfuckers who love to take roles where they have to act ridiculous?
No Malkovich, but Titus Welliver's in it. And he's playing the straight-laced federal agent. And at one point, he says a line with all seriousness.
Jesus
Christ. When they asked, they were like Marky Mark's like, do you have a warrant? And he's like, my face is my warrant.
That was the best line of the movie.
My face is my warrant.
Dude,
I have never cackled at so many bad lines, dude. I love the movie, dog. I'm going to get it on Blu-ray. I really did think about seeing it again. And that's how serious I am about, I know it's 3 hours. I don't give a fuck. It's 3 hours and no minute is wasted to me. Cause you either laughing at how bad it is or you're like, robots! It's the only two emotions that you have is, this is terrible, and then, this is great, and then, this is terrible. That nigga beat Grimlock to freedom, dog. You know what, man? I might say it again.
That was greatness.
Yeah. How you gonna beat somebody into freedom? It is amazing.
I am so happy that this film has everything that I think a Transformers film should have, except the bad pacing.
And it did the typical, like, look, guys, it's the Dinovice. You're like, yes. And it's like, and they're barely in it and they don't talk a lot. And you're like, oh, all right, well, fuck it. Let's go. You know, so they were basically like robot horses. Basically,
which is what they look like in every trailer, which I'm completely cool with.
That's why they don't show them talking in the trailers, because they don't.
Right.
Because Michael Bay's not a dick tease like fucking the Godzilla director.
God. Like, yeah, I mean, you know what? You know what? You guys have convinced me. I was telling people I wasn't going to pay to see this, and while I didn't pay for Godzilla, we did see it on a screener. I actually, at some point, might pay to see Transformers 3, I mean 4, just because they didn't tease us like they did in Godzilla. And I was really excited for Godzilla. So you know what? I'm going to change my position. And even if I come out and I'm fucking hating myself for that nearly 3 hours, I'm going to fucking do it just because I sat there and I know I'll come out happier than I did with fucking Godzilla.
Go to the store and get you some Snicker bars, dog, and stuff your pockets.
Yo, go to ABC.
You will be fine.
Get the mini bottles. That's what me and Karen do. Then we buy a slushie.
The jumbo one.
And you open your mini bottle at the beginning, you pour like three of them joints in your slushie, and you just sip. By the time you get to like hour two, it don't matter.
Mm-mm.
You are having a good time no matter what's going on. But I guarantee you, it's no way you'll be pissed at this movie anywhere close to Godzilla. It's impossible.
I'm not fucking up in this movie empty candy. I'm not. Yeah.
Empty candy?
Yeah.
You're right, though. You're right.
Now, and also, the villain in this joint is the best villain that they've had so far, even mm-hmm. though, even over Megatron. So
Megatron is a homeless person with them flies like smiling at people, which great as hell.
Yeah, that, the villain in this joint is good. That lockdown dude,
robotic flies, dog. Like where they come? Where the robotic flies come from?
Yo, lockdown in this joint is just a nigga that is fed up, bro. He's like, I hate this planet. I don't like this nigga Optimus Prime, and I just want to do my mission and leave. Fuck y'all. And I love, like, he's more exact. That dude's more upset with the first three Transformer films than we are.
Yes.
Like, that nigga was like, I hate these niggas, yo.
Why are we here?
I kill them all. Like, I kill them all. Any of them that come across my way, I'm killing them. All right, man. We'll talk to you guys on the next Nerd Off, man. We'll be back later on this afternoon. We got to do Balls Deep Sports with Justin. So until next time, check out Chris, movietrailerreviews.net. Check out Brandon, tearsoforphans.com.
Yep.
I always love saying that. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.